and U92Radio.com is brought to you by the Indiana Regional Medical Center and IRMC Primary Care at Seward, Friends of Jim Struzzi, Five Star Mitsubishi, the Indiana Moose Lodge 174, the Allied Milk Producers, Coy's Pizza, by Hutton Blues Insurance, the Climber Slovak Club, Marion Center Bank, by Tiger Paints, Mahoning Physical Therapy, S&T Bank, Indigo, Nelson & Associates Insurance, Friends of Joe Pittman, and by Luther Ford Lincoln. Now let's go courtside for coverage of the District 6 playoffs here on U92. Here's Todd Marino.
From our S&T Bank broadcast booth, S&T Bank People Forward Banking. Good matchup tonight. The Pennsmanor Comets, number one seed in District 6 Class AA, taking on the United Lions, seeded number five in District 6 AA, but coming off a win on the road at Bellwood Annis, which is not an easy thing to do. And these two teams played just a couple of weeks ago, almost a month, well, just a little over a month ago now. And it was a two-point game then. We anticipate that kind of a close game here tonight. It's going to be fun, and we're glad that you're along with us on a Indiana Regional Medical Center high school basketball playoff night on 92.5 FM U92 and U92Radio.com.
We love sports, but sometimes they don't love us back. If you've twisted that ankle, wrenched that knee, or banged up that shoulder, IRMC Sports Medicine can help. Concussions, fractures, other musculoskeletal problems, getting you back in the game and improving your performance and health, that's what it's all about. Call 888-452-IRMC. IRMC Sports Medicine in the Human Motion Institute on the IRMC campus.
Do you know that it costs 57 cents a mile to drive your vehicle? That's over $8 for a short 15-mile trip. Here's the good news. Indigo gets you around with fares starting at $1.75 and only $4 all day. Indigo is perfect for work, one-car families, and running errands. Check out Indigo's shared ride program for seniors and services for people with disabilities. Learn more at indigobus.com. Hop on, save cash, and visit indigobus.com.
Drive through winter and save big at Luther Ford. Right now at Luther Ford, lease a new 2026 Ford Escape Active. Now from just $399 a month, equipped, not stripped. Or lease a new 2026 Bronco Sport Big Bend Edition, now from just $344 a month. Both with no money down, and everyone qualifies. But hurry, the Luther Ford drive through winter sales event ends soon. Luther Ford, two locations, Route 119 Homer City and Admiral Perry Highway, Evansburg.
It's game day. The Pennsmanor Comets are taking the court tonight, and the Indiana Moose Lodge is cheering the loudest. Whether it's a three-pointer at the buzzer or the winning defensive stop, the Indiana Moose Lodge is proud to support our local student-athletes. Good luck to the Comets tonight. Bring home the victory. The Indiana Moose Lodge is behind you all the way. Not a member? Join today. Ask a member how to join or visit mooseintl.org. Go Comets! It's playoff time, and Coy's Pizza is fired up and cheering loud for the Pennsmanor and United Girls basketball teams. Good luck to the players, coaches, and fans. Bring the energy, leave it all on the court, and play to win. From the opening tip to the final horn, keep the momentum rolling with a hot, fresh pizza from your hometown favorite, Coy's. Coy's Pizza serving two great locations, Route 56 Homer City, and on top of Nolo Hill Route 422. It's always a great time for Coy's Pizza.
What sets one insurance agency apart from another? Building relationships. Hutton Blues Insurance prides themselves on building strong, personal relationships with their clients. Hutton Blues is an independent agency offering you choices to get you the best coverage at the best rate. When you buy insurance, whether it's for your home, car, business, life, or retirement, you want an advocate working in your best interests, and that's the Hutton Blues Insurance Indiana County and Trent Insurance Cambria County.
Your home for IUP Sports.
U92.5.
Welcome back to Pennsmanor High School. Tonight, the Pennsmanor Comets taking on the United Lions. District 6 Girls AA semifinal action. The finals will be on Thursday, and that'll be happening at Mount Aloysius College. So at least one Heritage Conference team is going to be there, as the Comets and the Lions both from the Heritage Conference. And we'll talk about the other semifinal here this evening as well. That'll be Bishop LaCourte and another Heritage Conference team the Portage Mustangs. We're concerned with the game on the floor in front of us today. Both teams now out on the floor. Let's hear first from the head coach of the Comets. He's Jason Malozer.
Coach Jason Malozer, your Pennsmanner Comets have not played basketball for a while. I know that's one thing that you've fought hard to overcome, but you've got a United basketball team that you played just a couple of weeks ago in a really, really close game. And I ask you the same thing I asked Coach Moore. What do you have to do? What did you learn from watching the video of that first game?
Yeah, you know, I think obviously we know it's going to be a battle all night long. They're a really good team, well-coached players. You know, they play hard, they play well, so... Now we got to make sure that we're ready to execute against whatever defense they throw at us. You know, they do a good job switching, mixing up their defenses a little bit. You know, probably play some different zones, and you know, we got to move the basketball. You know, make the right reads, and defensively, got to just play good, disciplined defense. Obviously, starts with Lily McGinnis and Ella Worthington. I mean, they're the two that are their leading scorers. Sort of make them go, but you know, they have other girls that are really good players as well, capable of knocking it down from the outside. You know, scoring around the hoop. And they're going to play hard. They're going to play physical. So, you know, we got to be ready to match that intensity and play good defense.
When you have two girls like Lily and Ella who are such good ball handlers, protecting the basketball becomes a priority, doesn't it?
Yeah, you know, they're obviously going to take good care of the basketball, and you know, every possession is going to be big. So, you know, we got to value the basketball and take care of it. You know, and they're really good at applying pressure too. So, you know, that's something that they're going to look to try to do a little bit. And you know, we've tried to simulate that a little bit in practice and. You know, just taking care of the basketball, making the right reads, and you know, on the flip side, you know, we want to try to apply a little bit of pressure as well, and just, but most part, just play good defense and got to really rebound the basketball because they're going to get after it as well on the boards.
Coach, I know that I mentioned it a couple of minutes ago. It's been a long time since you played a basketball game, and you have to find ways to keep the girls sharp and to get them working. And I don't know where areas of rust might be. Is it an outside game? Is it ball handling? Whatever it might be. What are some of the things that you've done to keep them in the game?
Yeah, we obviously haven't played for a while now, and you know, had some girls banged up a little bit. So, and we did have a couple of scrimmages this past week, try to get back, hopefully stay in game shape, and you know, just get more back into the flow of the way a basketball game is going to go. You know, we know United's going to a really good team. They're going to go on some runs, and you know, it's tough to simulate that in a scrimmage or in practice. But you know, we've tried to simulate. All right, we've made some mistakes, or the other team scored some points. Now let's settle in. You know, a lot of time that. In a game, in a regular season game or a playoff game, you know, it's me calling timeout. But, you know, the scrimmage gives us an opportunity. All right, you guys figure it out. You got to talk, got to communicate. You guys figure it out on the court. And we have good leaders. Girls have done a good job of that, you know, starting with, you know, Katie played a lot of basketball the last couple of years. And then with Clara, Josie, our other juniors. And, you know, the other girls have sort of learned from them. And you know, you see everyone just sort of figure things out and start to step up.
Coach, how important is it for your defense to pay attention to the transition game that United can throw at you?
Yeah, you know, obviously they have a number of girls that can knock it down from the outside, and you know, they're really athletic and like to throw it ahead. So, you know, our transition defense, and you know, obviously your defense in general, but we got to make sure we're getting back on defense and you know, trying to stop their fast break. They're going to look to get out and run, and you know, we'll have some opportunities to take charges. We got to be ready to step in, and, you know, and hopefully it's a concerted effort from the entire team because it's going to take more than one or two girls getting back because they, as I said, they have so many girls that can put the ball in the hoop and can attack the hoop.
All right, Coach, thank you.
Thank you, Todd.
Jason Malozer, the head coach of the Pennsmanner Comets. Coming up next, Colin Moore, the head man for the United Lions after this timeout from our S&T Bank broadcast booth, People Forward Banking. It is an IRMT high school basketball night. On 92.5 FM U92 and U92radio.com.
Does winter feel like Groundhog's Day over and over again? Same cold mornings, same old cars, same routine. This February, break the cycle. Forget your shadow and get to 5-star Mitsubishi Altoona for up to $12,000 off and available 0% APR up to 72 months. Plus, you get the best warranty on the planet and the best buying and ownership experience you'll ever have. 5-star Mitsubishi Altoona.
Doesn't get better than this. Life gets busy, but your health shouldn't wait. IRMC Primary Care at Seward makes it easy to take care of you and your family. Located at 238 Indiana Street in Seward, Dr. Eccles and new primary care physician Dr. Jonathan Schaefer provide checkups, wellness and physical exams, sick visits, testing, chronic care, vaccinations, and specialist referrals. Take the next step in your health. Call 814-446-5695 to schedule your appointment today.
This is Eva Strang with the Allied Milk Producers. In a busy family, every moment and every meal counts. That's why starting the day with whole milk makes a real difference. Whole milk delivers 13 essential nutrients your family needs, like high-quality protein, calcium, and vitamin D. Those imitation milk drinks? Many are made with added oils, thickeners, and far less protein. So tomorrow morning and every morning, pour the natural goodness that has stood the test of time.
The Climbers Slovak Club is proud to support the Penns Manor Comets and wishes them the best of luck in tonight's game. At the Slovak Club, they have a long tradition of supporting high school athletics, and they're proud to be associated with these student athletes. Located at 295 Franklin Street in Clymer, the Slovak Club is open 7 days a week. New members are always welcome, so stop on by. Good luck, Comets, from your friends at the Clymer Slovak Club.
Mahoning Physical Therapy is proud to support the Penns Manor Comets this season and wishes the Comets the best of luck. Mahoning Physical Therapy is pleased to be part of tonight's broadcast. For all your physical therapy needs, visit them at 405 Franklin Street in downtown Clymer. Mahoning Physical Therapy has a long tradition of supporting Penns Manor athletics and is proud to be associated with these student athletes. Good luck, Penns Manor, from your friends at Mahoning Physical Therapy.
Game plans, how important they are in the world of sports. Coming up with the right strategy to ensure success. Who's on your team to help you reach your goals in life and protect your assets? John Nelson of Nelson Insurance can develop the right insurance game plan for you. Nelson Insurance is an independent agent representing Erie Insurance and other fine companies. Call Nelson Insurance for a review of your financial game plan. Nelson Insurance, Franklin Street, Clymer, 724-254-9276.
Your home for IUP Sports.
U92.5.
Welcome back to Penns Manor High School. Let's hear next from the head coach of the United Lions. He's Colin Moore.
Coach, you get a chance to play a team that you just played a couple of weeks ago. And obviously that's a pretty fresh tape, so you have an idea of maybe how this game could go or what mistakes were made last time that need to be corrected. As you looked at that video and prepared your girls for this game tonight, what did you learn from it?
I learned that we can compete in that game, obviously. We had the lead for a majority of that game. We kind of felt like that one kind of slipped through our fingers a little bit. It's mostly props to them. They fought the entire time and had a good game plan. And that's one thing with playing Penns Manor and Coach Melosier. They're always going to know your plays. That's like kind of their superpower in a way, is, you know, always having the answers of, you know, what the other team's doing. So all credit to them. But, you know, we can take some positives out of the fact that we, you know, competed with them. And, you know, they've had so much success in the past. So, you know, just to be close in that game gives us a lot of confidence.
One of the great things about this game is we got two terrific freshman guards, one for each of these teams. And I know that you have to be really, really pleased with yours, and he's really happy with his. It's going to be fun watching these two girls against each other for 4 years.
Absolutely. Yeah, they've both taken huge steps in improving throughout the season, you know, watching Adia, she's done a great job of, you know, continuing to develop her game and become that leader that they need. And obviously can't say enough good stuff about Ella. She's completely transformed the team this year, and she's taken, you know, leaps and bounds to, you know, improve her game and, you know, really step into that role of, you know, knowing, like, offensively, you know, she's going to get her shots up and she needs to be that scorer for us and that vocal leader. You know, she's still trying to learn that part, but, you know, she's done a great job this year. So
one of the things I notice about Ella's game is her head is in the game all the time. She really has an idea of what she wants to do with the basketball. She knows where her teammates are all the time.
Yeah, absolutely. She's a very, very smart player, especially for a freshman. You know, like, I think the biggest thing was trying to get her to buy into that role of, you know, like I said, getting shots up and doing that. And, you know, when it's not your night, realizing that, you know, that's what the team needs you to do. But she's so smart. She doesn't turn the ball over a lot. She doesn't make those boneheaded plays, I always say. But, yeah, she's really done a great job as a freshman and playing and being a great teammate all year. So,
how much of an advantage is it for you as a coach to know that you have someone like Lily who's done this before and can bring her along, bring Ella along, but really can guide this team through a really tough District 6 playoff slate?
Yeah. Lily's one player that, you know, I wouldn't trade anybody for. She's meant so much to, you know, everything that I've tried to do the last 2 years with her. You know, she buys into everything we do, game plan wise. Like I said, she means so much to this team and to this program. She's really helped the team develop this year, and, you know, being that vocal leader, and, you know, like you said, taking Ella under her wing, and, you know, basically saying, like, you know, we're gonna need to do this as a team if we're gonna go anywhere. So she's really done a great job all year of, you know, keeping everybody involved and buying in, and, you know, buying into their roles and stuff like that. So,
Coach, what do you have to do to win this game tonight?
Give you the typical answer here: rebound, play hard. You know, I think the one thing we let that slip away the first time. I feel like we didn't value the basketball enough. So, you know, try not to make those mistakes tonight. And yeah, I mean, it's going to take all those little nitty-gritty plays, 50-50 balls, and, yeah, just take care of business that way.
Well, you said it all except hit our free throws, so you might as well say that one too.
Yeah, hit the free throws for sure. That's obviously an important one, so, yep.
All right, Coach, thank you.
Thank you.
Coach Colin Moore and the United Lions getting set to take on the Penns Manor Comets. Tonight we come to you from our S&T Bank broadcast booth. S&T Bank, people forward banking. Coming up, our five-star Mitsubishi starting lineup, our starting five. Five-star Mitsubishi, it doesn't get better than this. You are listening to District 6 Girls AA Semifinal Basketball. Penns Manor and United on 92.5 FM U92 and U92Radio.com.
We love sports, but sometimes they don't love us back. If you've twisted that ankle, wrenched that knee, or banged up that shoulder, IRMC Sports Medicine can help. Concussions, fractures, other musculoskeletal problems, getting you back in the game and improving your performance and health. That's what it's all about. Call 888-452-IRMC. IRMC Sports Medicine in the Human Motion Institute on the IRMC campus.
Worried about breaking your piggy bank trying to pay for higher education? At Marion Center Bank, they've partnered with the Pennsylvania Higher Education Assistance Agency to bring you the PA Forward Student Loan Program. Low fixed interest rates, flexible repayment options, and no prepayment penalties. You can focus on your studies without the financial stress. Call or visit any of their 7 local branches to learn more. They are here to keep your piggy bank safe. Marion Center Bank, moving forward with higher education. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Drive through winter and save big at Luther Ford. Right now at Luther Ford, lease a new 2026 Ford Escape Active. Now from just $399 a month. Equipped, not stripped. Or lease a new 2026 Bronco Sport Big Bend Edition. Now from just $344 a month. Both with no money down and everyone qualifies. But hurry, the Luther Ford drive through winter sales event ends soon. Luther Ford, 2 locations, Route 119 Homer City and Admiral Perry Highway, Evansburg.
It's game day. The Penns Manor Comets are taking the court tonight, and the Indiana Moose Lodge is cheering the loudest. Whether it's a three-pointer at the buzzer or the winning defensive stop, the Indiana Moose Lodge is proud to support our local student-athletes. Good luck to the Comets tonight. Bring home the victory. The Indiana Moose Lodge is behind you all the way. Not a member? Join today. Ask a member how to join or visit mooseintl.org. Go Comets!
Back at Penns Manor High School, our two ball teams are headed over to their bench. Final instructions, and then we'll get the introduction of our five-star Mitsubishi starting five and have this one underway very, very shortly. Our officials tonight come out of the Huntington chapter, and we've got Denny Detweiler will be our referee, and the other two officials tonight are a father-daughter combo, Bill and Emmer Musser. Bill has been officiating games for a very, very long time. Emma, if you recall, is a former star for Juniata Valley. They are now officials together tonight, and so they'll be on the floor tonight along with Denny Detweiler. giving the rules of good conduct for the fans. And then we'll be soon underway. We'll have our singing of our national anthem, of course, to help us get started here tonight. I need to just make a little bit of noise in your microphone here as I pull this one up. And there we go. Going to do something funky here, so hang on a second. I'm going to be quiet for a second. National anthem tonight. There's the national anthem. We get set to bring you some high school basketball tonight. The Pensmanner Comets, the United Lions, two Heritage Conference teams. The winner to play for the District 6 Championship coming up on Friday or Thursday at Mount Aloysius College. Our starting lineups tonight are five-star Mitsubishi starting five. Five-star Mitsubishi, it doesn't get better than this. First off the bench is a sensational freshman, Ella Worthington, a 5 foot 7 inch, really good ball handling guard. She is followed by a really, really underrated basketball player, Kennedy Fachetta, a sophomore. She also is 5 feet 5 inches tall. You're going to notice the heights are pretty well all the same at 5 feet six. It is Maya Lichtenfels and Lily McGinnis at 5 feet 7 inches tall. And rounding out the starting lineup at 5 feet 7 inches tall is Olivia Henning, a junior. Now for the Pensmanner Comets. First off the bench for Coach Jason Malozer is Josie Matko, junior. She's a great shooter. So is Clara Henry, who's a great rebounder as well. She's a 5 foot 8 inch junior. Jocelyn Bennett, she is a sophomore, and Jocelyn is at 5 feet 6 inches tall. Katie Bertolino at 5'8". She is a junior. Adi Alib, the freshman, at 5 feet 6 inches tall. So for Pensmanner, Lee Bertolino, Bennett, Henry, and Matko. For United, Worthington, McGinnis, Henning, Fiachetta, and Lichtenfels. So Mr. Detweiler will put this one in the air. We'll get it underway. Tonight from Pensmanner High School. Comets in their home whites with powder blue numerals, dark blue trim. Lions, the away team in their royal blue with white trim. And it will be Worthington jumping against Bertolino to get this one started. Ball in the air, game underway, tip controlled by United's Henning. He wrestles it away. Actually, Worthington got that ball. Gives it to McGinnis, and here we go. Lily McGinnis against man defense. She's picked up by Matko. Comes across the top for Fachetta. Bennett on her. To the left side, here is Worthington. Bertolino picks her up. Lichtenfeld steps up, and here's Henning. Right side high with Lily McGinnis. She'll find Maya Lichtenfels. The handoff here, lead, or Henry took a bit of a hit there on that screen. They'll come right side. McGinnis thinks about going inside, instead decides to bring it back out. Lieb jumped that pass, but McGinnis got it back. Henning now. Skip it across the top, and here's Worthington. Worthington on Bennett. The step back. Fachetta thought about a three, but couldn't get it off. And we played a minute of ball. Yeah, it's been all ball handling so far. McGinnis, Bertolino switches off now and has McGinnis. There's the drive, and Worthington flips one up and in. So a good possession there for United to start it out, and they have the lead. This ball, sideline pass, tipped out of bounds by Worthington. Pence Manor will keep the ball. Bennett brings it in to Matko. There's Jocelyn Bennett, right side on the sideline, and she'll find Adia Lieb. Adia looking things over. They've got man defense. She'll take the screen and drive it right side and then swing it back into the lane. The kick out is for Bennett. Bennett looks for some space. Can't find it. The drive. Her shot is blocked. Goes out of bounds. Still with Pence Manor. Bennett to bring it in. Played a minute 45. It's 2-0. Here's the swing around for Lieb. A beautiful play. Oh, she missed the lay-in. Wide open, and Adia Lieb just missed it. McGinnis will clear it and come the other way. Work to the left side. Got a step on Matko. The drive for McGinnis. Up, down, and two. 4-0 United. Bennett. Outside for Lieb. It's stolen away by Fachetta. She's got McGinnis ahead of the pack. McGinnis will drive it, lay it in, and get the foul. Tremendous start for United. They lead it 6-0 and a chance for a three-point play for Lily McGinnis. And Jason Melozer wants a timeout. He will take one as well. 6-0 United. You're listening to Heritage Conference, two opponents from the District 6 semifinals on 92.5 FM U92 and U92Radio.com.
Hi, this is State Representative Jim Struzzi. As I begin the process of running for re-election, I wanted to personally invite you to stop by the annual Indiana County GOP petition signing event on Thursday, February 26th from 5 to 7 p.m. at Freedom Church. Come out and sign the petitions not only for me, but also for Congressman Glenn Thompson and Guy Reschenthaler, and for Stacey Garrity for governor and Jason Ritchie for lieutenant governor. That's February 26th, 5 to 7 p.m. at Freedom Church at the intersection of Oakland Avenue and McKnight Road in Indiana.
Paid by friends of Jim Struzzi.
U92.5. United has gotten off to a great start here tonight. They lead it 6-0. Lily McGinnis trying to convert a three-point play to make it 7. And the first free throw is good. 7-0. Katie Bertolino in the backcourt with Adia Lieb. Long passes for Matko, then back to Lieb on the sideline. And they're going to say she was on the sideline, and that is a second Pence Manor turnover. Basketball belongs to United. Our first quarter tonight brought to you by Marion Center Bank. Worthington comes right side for Fachetta. Across the top for Henning. That's a travel on her. Now United's going to jump up with some pressure. Inbounds is to Lieb. Going to try the half-court trap. Pence Manor will toss over the top of it to Matko. And her pass, and They are all over her on the sideline. Bertolino will get it after the play by Henry. Bertolino's drive. The shot from 5 feet won't go. Still contested. And United was on the end line. Oh, they say Penn's banner. Then they turned it back around. So it is Penn's banner basketball. Bennett to bring it in. Threw it away. Back the other way. And the drive here. That is a charge. Henry took the charge on McGinnis. So the Lions still with this 7-0 lead. On to the floor for Penn's banner, replacing Bennett. Comes Jillian Kazemchak. Cross court, that's a bad pass, stolen away, and the open lay-in for Lily McGinnis. 9-0. United. That's matter with four turnovers and almost a fifth. Bertolino does get it away on the sideline for Matko. Henry gets it, goes low for Kazemchak, the missed shot. Rebound for Bertolino. Back outside, Matko, and here's Katie Bertolino. United has jumped to a 9-0 lead. This resembles the game the other night in which Penn Cambria did the same thing to River Valley. River Valley actually came back and won that game. But a great start here for United. Wing for Kazemchak. Got her player in the air. Outside it comes. Lead for three. Doesn't go. Rebound. Worthington battles with Henry. And the possession arrow pointing to Penn's banner. And 3:54 to go. Opening quarter, 9-0. The lead for United. District 6 playoff semifinal basketball on 92.5 FM U92 and U92Radio.com.
It's playoff time, and Coy's Pizza is fired up and cheering loud for the Penn's Manor and United Girls basketball teams. Good luck to the players, coaches, and fans. Bring the energy, leave it all on the court, and play to win. From the opening tip to the final horn, keep the momentum rolling with a hot, fresh pizza from your hometown favorite, Coy's. Coy's Pizza serving two great locations, Route 56 Homer City, and on top of Nolo Hill Route 422. It's always a great time for Coy's Pizza.
Does winter feel like Groundhog's Day over and over again? Same cold mornings, same old cars, same routine. This February, break the cycle. Forget your shadow and get to 5-star Mitsubishi Altoona for up to $12,000 off and available 0% APR up to 72 months. Plus, you get the best warranty on the planet and the best buying and ownership experience you'll ever have. 5-star Mitsubishi Altoona.
Doesn't get better than this.
Join Club U at U92Radio.com.
Our first quarter tonight brought to you by Marion Center Bank. Proud to sponsor the first quarter of tonight's semifinal game. Proudly serving our local communities with seven branches. Marion Center, Clymer, Big Run, Dayton, Hastings, Punxsutawney, and Indiana. It is 9-0. The lead for United over Penn's Manor on Penn's Manor's home floor. Clara Henry gets the inbounds pass, finds Kazemchak. McGinnis got up and slapped that pass away, but it's recollected by Adia Lieb. Now here's Matko. She'll come up top. United very aggressive in the passing lanes, and they're dropping into a 2-3 right now. So their first zone attempt of the night. Kazemchak is in the high post for Penn's Manor. Bertolino directs the offense. On the wing, finds Matko to the corner for Lieb. Lieb is double-teamed there. They call a held ball. And back it goes the other way. Worthington for United. Lions lead it 9-0. Trouble in the backcourt here. She comes ahead to Henning. Bounces off Henning's hands. And eventually, Penn's Manor is going to catch up to it. But then the Comets' Matko falls down and the ball rolls away. Fichetta brings it in to McGinnis. And Lily comes into the lane. Then the step back doesn't go. Henry chases this one down for Penn's Manor. She's such a good rebounder. Here's Adia Alib to Katie Bertolino. 2:53 left in the first half. From our S&T Bank broadcast booth, People Forward Banking. Katie Bertolino, the Comets need some points. The Lions say no thanks. Low for Lieb, dribble through the bottom of the lane. She is triple teamed there. And we've got another held ball, this time arrow to Penns Manor. Matko will bring it in. Here's Clara Henry to Katie Bertolino. And again against that 2-3 zone. Katie will hand it off to Lieb and then come back up top and get it. Swing it right for Matko. Now Matko can hit the three. So can Bertolino. She's at the top of the arc. Thought about it and then tried to penetrate. That was cut off. Fichetta and McGinnis are the guards on top of this zone. 2:03 to go. Lieb try to force it low. It's not there for Henry. Or Matko, I should say. And it's another Penns Manor turnover. Their sixth of this first quarter. Here's McGinnis. She drives it through, finds Henning. A 15-footer for Henning is good. United leads it 11 to nothing. Here's Adia Lieb. Right side for Kazemchak. Lieb to the foul line, kick it to the corner. Matko, an open three, and there is the first bucket of the night for Penns Manor. It comes with 1:25 left in the quarter and makes it 11-3. Josie Matko with the three-pointer, and then Colin Moore wants a timeout for United. It's a 30-second variety, 11-3, United leads it. It's an IRMC high school basketball playoff night on 92.5 FM U92 and U92Radio.com.
We love sports, but sometimes they don't love us back. If you've twisted that ankle, wrenched that knee, or banged up that shoulder, IRMC Sports Medicine can help. Concussions, fractures, other musculoskeletal problems, getting you back in the game and improving your performance and health, that's what it's all about. Call 888-452-IRMC. IRMC Sports Medicine in the Human Motion Institute on the IRMC campus.
Today's best music, U92.5.
Great start to the game for United. They lead it 11-3 with 1:15 left in the first quarter, and it will be United basketball. Here's Lily McGinnis, and Bennett stepped in front of that one and stole it away. Bennett up the floor. She's hit in the act of shooting by Henning, and so Bennett will shoot two. First on Olivia Henning. Jocelyn will hit her first free throw. And second one does not go. Up for the rebound is Lee, but she can't get there. Inbounds for McGinnis. A pass across the top for Fichetta. Double teamed. In trouble near midcourt. And tied up by Lieb. Held ball will point to United with 54 seconds left in the first quarter. Fichetta to bring it in to McGinnis. They can play for the last shot if they wish. They shoot up over a minute of clock on the very first possession of this game. Here's McGinnis. Right side. And we've got an offensive foul, I believe, on Lichtenfels. Yes, it is. Her first. Fourth turnover on United. 45 seconds left in the first quarter. Adia Lieb to Katie Bertolino. Here is Kazemchak. Her pass for Matko, stolen by Henning. Back the other way. Trouble for Worthington. She gets it off, though. Here comes Henning. Right side, Fachetta, three. Back of the iron, no. Rebound. Penn's Manor, 18 seconds to go. Here's Bertolino. A rebound pulled down by Kazemchak. Bertolino, 12 seconds. Lieb. Not looking at the clock. 7 seconds. Gets the screen from Bertolino. Cut off by Bertolino, or by Henning. The shot here at the horn by Katie Bertolino, partially blocked. We played a quarter of basketball, and United leads it 11-4. It's an IRMC high school playoff basketball night on 92.5 FM U92 and U92Radio.com.
I'm State Senator Joe Pittman, wishing all students who participate in extracurricular activities every success in the classroom and on the field. The teamwork and leadership skills you learn today will serve you and our entire community well in the years ahead. We need future leaders prepared to step forward and make our region a better place to live, work, and raise a family. I'm proud of the work and effort you are putting forth. Have fun, be safe, and enjoy the season.
Paid for by Friends of Joe Pittman.
Hello, this is Eva Strang from the Allied Milk Producers. Remember when food was simple? Nothing processed, just real, wholesome goodness. Whole milk brings it all back. With 8 grams of high-quality protein, calcium for strong bones, and healthy fats that help your body absorb vitamins, whole milk does more than just taste great. It keeps you full, fuels your day, and supports growing kids, active adults, and everyone in between.
Ready to go with the second quarter. Our first quarter was brought to you by Marion Center Bank, proud to sponsor the first quarter. Proudly serving our local communities with 7 branches. Marion Center, Clymer, Big Run, Dayton, Hastings, Punxsutawney, and Indiana. It'll be Comets basketball to start this second quarter. Sydney Luther into the game for the first time for Penn's Manor, looking for a spark. Luther replacing Adia Lieb. Here's Matko, right side for Bennett. And Luther steps up. Bertolino's going to run baseline in this set. But United is so aggressive defensively. Anybody that's gotten it anywhere near the paint has been double-teamed or triple-teamed. Jason Malozer wants his team to move the ball and move quicker, and they're not doing it to his satisfaction. Bertolino comes into the lane, feeds it through. Kazemchak comes all the way up top for Bennett. Looking down low for Matko, thrown away. United's McGinnis intercepts. Back the other way, lob down low. McGinnis will get it in the corner. Hopped a little bit. And then the turnover. The fifth on United. Penn's Manor has turned it over 8 times. Eleven to four as Lieb re-enters the game for Penn's Manor. Adia will work the right side. Drive it in on Worthington. Worthington blocks her shot right back into Lieb's hands. Here's Bennett into the lane for her. Misses the shot. Henning will clear it away for United. Up the floor quickly comes Worthington. Kick it right. Fachetta for three. That is short and out of bounds. I think it went off of Penn's Manor hand. And they're going to say no. So it will be Comets basketball. Trailing by 7. It's really aggressive, tight United defense. They're playing well. Lieb will swing it all the way across the court to Bennett. Little pump fake. Then she'll go low for Luther. Back to Bertolino, up top for Lieb. United is so quick to the ball that Penn's Manor's not getting any clean looks at the basket. Bennett in trouble. She'll feed it to Matko. It's batted away, but Bertolino is there to pick it up. And then she will be tied up as she tried to get it through. Blickenfels did the job there. And the held ball will come back the other way. Pressure for Penn's Manor in the full court. Fachetta try to beat him up to the midcourt line. Can't get there, but she does find McGinnis on the other side. Here's Fachetta up top. Now to the corner for Henning. Henning drive. Oh, good feed to Lichtenfels. Missed the shot, though. And I believe they're going to call a foul here on Henning. Over the back. It is the second foul on Olivia Henning. Henry returns, replacing Luther for Penns Manor. 11-4, United with the lead. Amber Rose set to check in for the Lions for the first time. Cross-court pass here goes low for Matko for two. Bennett, she found Matko and lobbed that pass through, and Matko caught it and in one motion put it up and in. There's a blocking foul here. I believe in, we've got an injured United Lion on the floor. And is that Lily McGinnis? Holding her right knee. And the gym will fall silent as they tend to her. We'll take a timeout, 11-6. United with the lead. IRMC High School Basketball Playoff Night. 92.5 FM, U92 and U92Radio.com.
What sets one insurance agency apart from another? Building relationships. Hutton Blues Insurance prides themselves on building strong, personal relationships with their clients. Hutton Blues is an independent agency offering you choices to get you the best coverage at the best rate. When you buy insurance, whether it's for your home, car, business, life, or retirement, you want an advocate working in your best interests, and that's the Hutton Blues Insurance Indiana County and Trent Insurance Cambria County.
Lily McGinnis is up and hobbling off the court, flexing her right knee. Don't know the status of that injury, if she'll be okay or not. It is United basketball. And I did not see a foul signal, so I'm just going to assume that Penns Manor slipped that ball out of bounds and United will keep it. Autumn Rose had been ready to come in. Probably not for McGinnis, but she replaces her now. With the basketball. Oh, that's actually first appearance of the night for Emma Berta, the freshman. She can play. So Rose in there for Lichtenfels. Berta for McGinnis. Right side for Fichetta. 11-6 United at the five-minute mark of the second quarter from our S&T Bank broadcast booth. People forward banking. Worthington tossed it into the hands of Leib. Leib tries to beat United down the floor. A little pump fake up and down. She got the bucket. And it's 11-8. First two of the night for Leib. Now Penns Manor try to trap on the sideline. It is Lichtenfels still in there. So Rose came in for Henning. There's Worthington to the right side for Lichtenfels. Rose cuts through. Matko cuts her off. Fichetta up top to the right side now for Berta. Berta, she'll find Rose. Bobbled. Now she gets it back. Now she lost it. Her pass intercepted by Bertolino. Penns Manor can cut this lead to one or even tie. McGinnis, thankfully, up and ready to come back in for United. Here's Katie Bertolino. Calls out the play for Jason Malozer. Hands it off to Josie Matko. Bennett comes back to Matko. Bertolino goes high post. Leib to Jocelyn Bennett on the wing. She wanted to think about a three. The ball movement isn't quick enough. United's able to recover. Here's Leib. Penetrate down the right side of the lane. Off the glass and doesn't go. Rebound Berta. And then Leib reaches around, intercepts, finds Henry down the lane. And here comes Bennett. Bennett, the drive, the foul. She's on her way back to the free throw line. So United has turned the ball over four times here in this quarter. Eight in the game. Timeout coming. 11-8, United the lead. It's an IRMC High School Basketball Playoff Night on 92.5 FM U92 and U92Radio.com.
Mahoning Physical Therapy is proud to support the Penns Manor Comets this season and wishes the Comets the best of luck. Mahoning Physical Therapy is pleased to be part of tonight's broadcast. For all your physical therapy needs, visit them at 405 Franklin Street in downtown Clymer. Mahoning Physical Therapy has a long tradition of supporting Penns Manor athletics and is proud to be associated with these student athletes. Good luck, Penns Manor, from your friends at Mahoning Physical Therapy.
Looking for the perfect paint to bring your space to life? Come on down to Tiger Paint and Wall Covering in Indiana. With expert advice and top quality Benjamin Moore paints and finishes, Tiger Paint and Wall Covering has the colors and supplies you need for every room inside or out. Tackling a DIY project or a full makeover, the Tiger Paint and Wall Covering has the right hues and tools you need. 724-349-0944. Get to Tiger Paint and Wall Covering, 1275 Gompers, Indiana. Start your project with the best.
Your home for IUP sports.
U92.5.
11-8, United with the lead over Penns Manor. Our other game on Renda Digital TV, Cambria Heights leading Marion Center 10-2. At the end of one, Marion Center held without a field goal. So, interesting results so far. Jocelyn Bennett on the free throw line, trying to pull Penns Manor a little closer to United. Lily McGinnis did come back in, or did she not? No, she did not. She'll come in after this shot. Now she comes. Berta back out. Bennett hit the free throw. Now it's in the air, and she got them both. It's a one-point game at 11-10. Backcourt for McGinnis. On the sideline, Henry got a hand on it, knocked it out of bounds. Inbounds, Lily McGinnis once more, and she's moving well. That's good to see. That looked very scary when she went down holding that right knee. Bertolino will pick her up on the switch. And Lily's back out front now, trying to get her teammates to move for her. Colin Moore yelling out as well. The switch off this time puts lead back on McGinnis. Here's Worthington with Matko defending. Worthington kicks it right for Fachetta to the corner. And Bennett got a hand on it, tipped it out of bounds. 2:45 left in the half. 11-10 United. Lions basketball. Fachetta to bring it in. Comes long for McGinnis. McGinnis to the elbow. Lost it on the dribble, but got it back. And here's Fachetta up top. McGinnis for three. Off the front of the iron. Bertolino for the rebound. And saved inbounds by Bennett into Bertolino's hands. She comes long down the floor. And Matko is run into by McGinnis, who will be called for the foul. That is the second on Lily McGinnis. So Penns Manor with a chance to take their first lead of the night. And Lieb handles the basketball. Lob it low for Bertolino, and too tall. McGinnis intercepts. Here she comes the other way for United. Lost it on the dribble, rolls all the way out of bounds to United. Penns Manor fans disagree. So does Jason Malozer. As we always say, they don't get a vote. Fachetta to bring it in. Does so to McGinnis. 2:08 left in the half. Fachetta. Rose steps to the top of the arc. Left side for Lichtenfels. And Maya comes up top. Worthington to McGinnis. Bennett on McGinnis. Jab steps, not there. Tries a second time. And that's not there. Now this pass tipped by Henry into the hands of Bennett. Bennett is run into by Rose. And the foul is on Autumn Rose. It's the team's fourth with 1:43 to go. So any more fouls on United are shooting fouls in this half. Berta replacing Rose. as United has turned the ball over five times in this quarter, nine in the game, the same amount as Penns Manor. 11-10, the Lions lead it. 1:35 to go. Bertolino posting low on McGinnis, who comes up over top of the pass, tips it. Bertolino gets it back. There's Bennett into the lane again, and she's going to scoop it. It won't go. Lee battles for the rebound. Lickenfels comes up with it. Oh, Henry took a terrible hit. She's down, still laying on the floor. Now she gets up. That was a tremendous play, actually, there by Lickenfels to keep that ball. Henry holding her back is tipped out of bounds by Penns Manor. 1:13 to go. I think Clara was just a little bit stunned as she went down to the floor. Thankfully, it wasn't her head. Inbounds pass is to Lickenfels. Up top, Fichetta. 1:08 to go in the half. Tonight from our S&T Bank broadcast booth, People Forward Banking. Matko defends on McGinnis. McGinnis, the switch off by Bertolino, and she picks her up. Worthington steps out. Worthington penetrates. Kick to McGinnis again. And her drive. Now Berta, 12-footer won't go. Lieb with the rebound for Penns Manor. Here comes Adia. Right side high, Worthington defends. Bertolino to Lieb. 37 seconds left in the half. Penns Manor's not led in this game. They're trailing by a point right now. Katie Bertolino with the basketball for the Comets. Hands it back to Jocelyn Bennett. Bennett to Lieb with 23 seconds left in the half. Matko will cycle through with 18. Lieb, left side, gets the screen from Henry. Drive to the right, cut off, and Berta takes her. Henry calling for the ball, can't get it. 7 seconds to go. Adia Lieb passes to Bennett. Bennett down the left side of the lane. Scoop, no. Rebound. McGinnis for United can't get the shot off. We played a half of basketball. United did not score in that second quarter, but they still hold an 11-10 lead at the half. And it is from our S&T Bank broadcast booth, S&T Bank People Forward Banking, by which we come to you on an IRMC high school basketball playoff night on 92.5 FM U92 and U92radio.com.
Life gets busy, but your health shouldn't wait. IRMC Primary Care at Seward makes it easy to take care of you and your family. Located at 238 Indiana Street in Seward, Dr. Eccles and new primary care physician Dr. Jonathan Schaefer provide checkups, wellness, and physical exams, sick visits, testing, chronic care, vaccinations, and specialist referrals. Take the next step in your health. Call 814-446-5695 to schedule your appointment today.
Drive through winter and save big at Luther Ford. Right now at Luther Ford, lease a new 2026 Ford Escape Active. Now from just $399 a month. Equipped, not stripped. Or lease a new 2026 Bronco Sport Big Bend Edition. Now from just $344 a month. Both with no money down and everyone qualifies. But hurry, the Luther Ford drive through winter sales event ends soon. Luther Ford, two locations, Route 119 Homer City and Admiral Perry Highway, Evansburg.
It's game day. The Penns Manor Comets are taking the court tonight, and the Indiana Moose Lodge is cheering the loudest. Whether it's a three-pointer at the buzzer or the winning defensive stop, the Indiana Moose Lodge is proud to support our local student-athletes. Good luck to the Comets tonight. Bring home the victory. The Indiana Moose Lodge is behind you all the way. Not a member? Join today. Ask a member how to join or visit mooseintl.org. Go Comets!
We see you. Your calendar's color-coded. Your outfit for tomorrow is already laid out. You have everything in Tupperware labeled in your fridge. You buy in bulk. You meal prep. You know what you're doing in 2027. You're a planner. And we're here to say you don't have to do it all. S&T Bank makes banking easy. From our friendly team to our online and mobile solutions, we do more so you can do less. Stop by your local branch, visit stbank.com, or call 800-325-2265. S&T Bank. Member FDIC.
We love sports, but sometimes they don't love us back. If you've twisted that ankle, wrenched that knee, or banged up that shoulder, IRMC Sports Medicine can help. Concussions, fractures, other musculoskeletal problems, getting you back in the game and improving your performance and health, that's what it's all about. Call 888-452-IRMC. IRMC Sports Medicine in the Human Motion Institute on the IRMC campus.
Does winter feel like Groundhog's Day over and over again? Same cold mornings, same old cars, same routine. This February, break the cycle. Forget your shadow and get to 5-star Mitsubishi Altoona for up to $12,000 off and available 0% APR up to 72 months. Plus, you get the best warranty on the planet and the best buying and ownership experience you'll ever have. 5-star Mitsubishi Altoona.
Doesn't get better than this.
It is halftime, and United holds an 11-10 lead over Penns Manor tonight. United held scoreless in that second quarter, but they had built an 11-0 lead in this ball game before Penns Manor got its first point. So Penns Manor's on a 10-0 run. United started on an 11-0 run, and at half, that's where we stand. Seeing some old Heritage Conference coaches in the stands as Ralph McGinnis is just down below us to our right. Across the way, I see Rick Brown. And off to the left is the old Penns Manor coach, Ken Holby. So a lot of interest in this basketball game here tonight. And down the road at Marion Center, a lot of interest in that one. It was 10-2, Cambria Heights leading Marion Center at the end of one quarter in that game. And let's see if we have an update. I don't think we do. But I know what I can do is I can just call it up on WCCSradio.com or any of our Renda Media websites. I can watch the game on Renda Digital TV. So can you. Winner of this game will play in the AA District 6 Championship against the winner of tonight's game between Bishop McCourt and Portage. And that'll be Thursday night. The United boys are already qualified for that, and there's a couple of the United players just now coming back into the stands after having stepped out at the half. So the United boys here supporting their girls team. So Thursday night for AA, Friday night for AAA. And tomorrow on Cat Country 106.3 FM, we're going to have some AAA basketball. Our good friends at WRTA are going to be broadcasting the game, WRTA in Altoona, and it's River Valley visiting Bishop Guilfoyle. And we are going to pick up their feed and bring you the game on Cat Country 106.3 FM. Cambria Heights now leading Marion Center 16-13 at the half of their game. So a couple of close ones tonight, and we're enjoying bringing them to you. It is an IRMC high school basketball playoff night on 92.5 FM U92 and U92radio.com.
Game plans, how important they are in the world of sports. Coming up with the right strategy to ensure success. Who's on your team to help you reach your goals in life and protect your assets? John Nelson of Nelson Insurance can develop the right insurance game plan for you. Nelson Insurance is an independent agent representing Erie Insurance and other fine companies. Call Nelson Insurance for a review of your financial game plan. Nelson Insurance, Franklin Street, Clymer, 724-254-9276.
Worried about breaking your piggy bank trying to pay for higher education? At Marion Center Bank, they've partnered with the Pennsylvania Higher Education Assistance Agency to bring you the PA Forward Student Loan Program. Low fixed interest rates, flexible repayment options, and no prepayment penalties. You can focus on your studies without the financial stress. Call or visit any of their 7 local branches to learn more. They are here to keep your piggy bank safe. Marion Center Bank, moving forward with higher education. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Life gets busy, but your health shouldn't wait. IRMC Primary Care at Seward makes it easy to take care of you and your family. Located at 238 Indiana Street in Seward, Dr. Eccles and new primary care physician Dr. Jonathan Schaefer provide checkups, wellness, and physical exams, sick visits, testing, chronic care, vaccinations, and specialist referrals. Take the next step in your health. Call 814-446-5695 to schedule your appointment today.
Do you know that it costs 57 cents a mile to drive your vehicle? That's over $8 for a short 15-mile trip. Here's the good news. Indigo gets you around with fares starting at $1.75 and only $4 all day. Indigo is perfect for work, one-car families, and running errands. Check out Indigo's shared ride program for seniors and services for people with disabilities. Learn more at indigobus.com. Hop on, save cash, and visit indiegobus.com.
Looking for the perfect paint to bring your space to life? Come on down to Tiger Paint and Wall Covering in Indiana. With expert advice and top-quality Benjamin Moore paints and finishes, Tiger Paint and Wall Covering has the colors and supplies you need for every room inside or out. Tackling a DIY project or a full makeover, the Tiger Paint and Wall Covering has the right hues and tools you need. 724-349-0944. Get to Tiger Paint and Wall Covering, 1275 Gompers, Indiana. Start your project with the best.
We love sports, but sometimes they don't love us back. If you've twisted that ankle, wrenched that knee, or banged up that shoulder, IRMC Sports Medicine can help. Concussions, fractures, other musculoskeletal problems, getting you back in the game and improving your performance and health, that's what it's all about. Call 888-452-IRMC. IRMC Sports Medicine in the Human Motion Institute on the IRMC campus.
Our two basketball teams coming back out onto the floor. So are our officials tonight. Our officials coming out of the Huntington chapter. Denny Detweiler is the referee. And the two umpires, Bill and Emma Musser, father and daughter. Emma, once a star basketball and volleyball player for Juniata Valley for the Hornets. And now she is a basketball official. And she gets to do the job with her dad. What better job there can there be than with your dad or with your mom, huh? And so they're both out here. These two teams are as well. Their coach is trying to figure out what is going on with them because Penns Banner couldn't get rolling in the first quarter. United couldn't get rolling in the second quarter. And really, when you think about it, neither one of these teams has really gotten rolling in this basketball game offensively. And you have to give credit to the defenses for making that happen. But certainly that is a concern to each of these coaches because if one team or another can't separate themselves, it's going to come right down to the very end. So what does Jason Malozer do? What does Colin Moore do in order to make it happen? Possession arrow points to Penns Manor to start this third quarter. The Comets trailing by a point they have never led in this basketball game. United scored 9 points right off the bat. They led it 11-0 before Penns Manor got its first point, and that came with 1:25 left in the first quarter, a free throw by Jocelyn Bennett. Actually, the first point was the three-pointer by Josie Matko. Getting set to go now, second half. So again, that Marion Center score, 16-13 Cambria Heights at the half. Here it's 11-10 United. And the Lions played really well defensively in that entire first half, but offensively they put some really nice things together in that first quarter. Obviously they want to put together that rounded game, as does Penns Manor. Here come the Comets. It is the original five for each team for United. That means McGinnis, Fichetta, Worthington, Lickenfels, and Henning for Penns Manor. Henry, Bennett, Matko, Bertolino, and Lieb. Katie Bertolino will inbound to Adia Lieb, and here we go. Third quarter underway. District 6 AA semifinal. Winner to play for the championship on Thursday at Mount Aloysius. Double screen will pop Bennett out. She gets the basketball from Lieb. Now her crossover. Henning defends on her. Nobody in any foul trouble in this game. Turnovers. Penns Manor and United. 9 for Penns Manor. And 9 for United. However, Penns Manor just turned it over on a bad screen. The personal foul called on Jocelyn Bennett. Here comes Fichetta. In the backcourt, McGinnis and Fichetta will play catch. And now this long pass, Bertolino there. Henning gets up there as well, but Penns Manor's Henry will step up and intercept. Each team turning it over to start this third quarter. Good job by Clara Henry. She just has a nose for the basketball. Her cross court here to Bennett. Pump fake, shot not there. Bennett will drive it, try to scoop it from behind the basket. It doesn't go. United back the other way. Bennett slowly up the off the floor. There's a nice block out of bounds on the drive by McGinnis. Matko slaps it off the back wall. Bennett is going to come out. She's not feeling well. She has a bad knee. Quickly, Kazemchak is on the floor for Penns Manor. The inbounds pass is to Henning for United. She drives it. Kick it to the corner for Lichtenfels and back up front for McGinnis. Here is Lily. Drive it to the right side, now into the lane. Henning, that is a three. It does not go. The long rebound chased down here by Kazemchak. She'll drive it up the left side of the floor, then kick it out. Bertolino set for a three. It does not go. Henry battles for the rebound, but Lichtenfels gets it up over her. Back the other way comes Worthington for United. Here's McGinnis. Lily will bring it back up front. Penns Manor's had four or five opportunities to take their first lead of the night, but United won't let them. The Lions say, we'll just keep that lead. Here's McGinnis. Right side for Lichtenfels. Now Worthington. Try to penetrate. Matko cuts that off. Lieb defends now on McGinnis, who gets the screen from Henning. The roll, but then Bertolino got into the passing lane. Tipped that one. Henning hustles after it and cleans it up for United. Now McGinnis. She'll try to take Bertolino. Bertolino went out and blocked that three-pointer. Henry with the rebound. And Henning will be called on her arm for her third foul. So Katie Bertolino with two blocks on that defensive possession. She's not been able to score here tonight, but man, the defense that she's playing. 11-10 United. Matko and Bertolino in the backcourt. United sets up the half-court trap. Penns Manor passes out of it. Here's Lieb. She comes up front for Matko. Pichetta hustles and gets after that one. Now in the corner where they don't want to be. Kazemchak, Jason Malozer calls the timeout. He knew his girls were trapped. He had to get them out of it. He called the TO. And it's a 60-second timeout. 11-10 United leads it on 92.5 FM U92 and U92Radio.com.
We see you. Your calendar's color-coded. Your outfit for tomorrow is already laid out. You have everything in Tupperware labeled in your fridge. You buy in bulk. You meal prep. You know what you're doing in 2027. You're a planner. And we're here to say you don't have to do it all. S&T Bank makes banking easy. From our friendly team to our online and mobile solutions, we do more so you can do less. Stop by your local branch, visit stbank.com, or call 800-325-2265. S&T Bank. Member FDIC.
It's game day.
The Penns Manor Comets are taking the court tonight, and the Indiana Moose Lodge is cheering the loudest. Whether it's a three-pointer at the buzzer or the winning defensive stop, the Indiana Moose Lodge is proud to support our local student-athletes. Good luck to the Comets tonight. Bring home the victory. The Indiana Moose Lodge is behind you all the way. Not a member? Join today. Ask a member how to join or visit mooseintl.org. Go Comets!
.5 5:26 left, third quarter. Still 11-10. United with the lead. Neither of these teams lighting it up here tonight. United hasn't scored since the first quarter. Penns Manor hasn't scored. Well, they hardly scored in the first quarter and a little bit in the second. Here's Adia Lieb. She's going to try to take Worthington on the dribble. She drives it and does. Adia Lieb gives Penns Manor its first lead. At the 5:12 mark of the third quarter, it's 12-11 Comets. Now Fichetta. That's a nice-looking drive by Fichetta, but it doesn't go. And Henry will get the rebound for Penns Manor. Here comes Adia Lieb. Finds Henry, right side. Thought about a three, instead comes up top. Here's Bertolino. Penns Manor settles into the half-court offense again. United in a man. 4:43. Left side, Lieb drives it that way again. That time she missed the layup as the help out came over from Fichetta. And Worthington back the other way. Henning, that's a 16-footer for her, won't go. Backside rebound by Lieb. Pence Manor leading it 12-11. To the corner, Matko thought about a three. Now it's slapped out of bounds out of her hands by McGinnis. It's been one three-pointer in the game. That was by Matko in the first quarter. Inbounds Matko. Looks for Bertolino. She's right there for the lay-in. Good out-of-bounds play by Pence Manor. Makes it 14-11. Now here's Worthington. Fachetta, three. Won't go. Henry, another rebound for Pence Manor. And they call the held ball, the arrow to United. Kazemchak will be on the inbounder. Fachetta. He looks and finally gets it inbounds to McGinnis. There's Lily into the lane. Falls to the floor. Lost the basketball. Lieb picks it up. Back the other way she comes for Pence Manor. They lead it by three. And here's Bertolino. Up top. There's the three for Matko. It does not go. And the rebound, Kazemchak, but dribbled it off of her foot. 3:41 to go, third quarter, 14-11 the score. United trailing now to Pence Manor on an IRMC High School basketball playoff night. 92.5 FM U92 and U92Radio.com.
It's playoff time, and Coy's Pizza is fired up and cheering loud for the Pence Manor and United Girls basketball teams. Good luck to the players, coaches, and fans. Bring the energy, leave it all on the court, and play to win. From the opening tip to the final horn, keep the momentum rolling with a hot, fresh pizza from your hometown favorite, Coy's. Coy's Pizza serving two great locations, Route 56, Homer City, and on top of Nolo Hill, Route 422. It's always a great time for Coy's Pizza.
Game plans, how important they are in the world of sports. Coming up with the right strategy to ensure success. Who's on your team to help you reach your goals in life and protect your assets? John Nelson of Nelson Insurance can develop the right insurance game plan for you. Nelson Insurance is an independent agent representing Erie Insurance and other fine companies. Call Nelson Insurance for a review of your financial game plan. Nelson Insurance, Franklin Street, Clymer, 724-254-9276.
3:41 left, third quarter, 14-11. Pence Manor with the lead. United, again, has not scored since the first quarter. And the Lions going to try to break that string. Long it comes for Lichtenfels. Henning, shot blocked by Matko. And then in the lane, a hold call here on Pence Manor. That'll be on Henry. And it's the first on her. It is only the second foul called on Pence Manor tonight. And inbounds for United once more to McGinnis. McGinnis stepped back, thought about it, couldn't. Matko is right there. 3:26 left. McGinnis to the right side using the screen. The roll isn't there for Lichtenfels. So it comes up top. Worthington for three. To tie, no. Rebound. There's Lichtenfels up over the top. She got another one away, but it is a held ball for Pence Manor. Maya Lichtenfels has a way of doing that, getting up over the top and still not committing the foul. That's a very useful skill. Here's Josie Matko for Pence Manor. They lead it by three. They trailed this game 11-0. It's now 14-11. 3 minutes left in the third quarter. Lieb, crossover. Worthington followed her to the hole, blocked it out of bounds, but she is called on the arm. Send Adia Lieb to the free throw line. For Worthington, that is foul number one. And she is very hot about that. Two shots here for Lieb. First one is in the air and misses. Another one coming for the freshman. And it is in the air. She got that one. 15-11 Pence Manor. Backcourt now for Fachetta. She comes long for McGinnis. Good decision there by Fachetta. McGinnis gets it out. Here's Worthington for three. Yes! Ella Worthington. The first points for United since the first quarter. Makes it 15-14. It came with 2:35 left in the third. Now Penns Manners lead across the lane. She's got Kazemchak for two. Her first points of the night. 17-14. Penns Manners lead. United's basketball. They'll work the weave out front. Fachetta, left side for McGinnis. McGinnis and Worthington out front. Looking for options to the right side. Fachetta. Bertolino defends on her. 1:58 left in the third quarter. Worthington kicks it left. McGinnis penetrates. Henning hands it back to Fachetta. Here's McGinnis up top. That's a long three. Won't go. Rebound, Adia Lieb. Up the floor she comes for Penns Manor. Feeds it ahead for Kazemchak. Kazemchak back out to Lieb. United wanted to travel. Didn't get that call. Up top it comes to Lieb. United even had some players out on the floor doing the travel call. Bertolino left for Lieb. The switch off. Lieb to the corner. And driving it all the way across the lane. Missing the shot is Kazemchak. Then she tips it out to Bertolino. Nice play by her. Matko up top for Clara Henry. Left side Kazemchak again. Drive to the left side. It's not there. Back out front it comes. Adia Lieb on the reset. 1:02 left in the third quarter. 17-14. Penns Manor the lead over United. Bertolino sets the screen for Lieb. Drives left side. No. Charging called on Adia Lieb, her first. And credit Henning, I believe Henning, for taking that charge. ...53 seconds left in the third quarter. 3-point lead for Penns Manor. Here's Lily McGinnis. Uses a couple of screens. Lieb switches off on her. Up top for Lichtenfels. Back to McGinnis. 38 seconds left in the third quarter. Henning comes up to set another screen if she wants it. Now she'll bust out of there. Left side high. Lichtenfels sets the screen. McGinnis driving the right side. The foul will be on Katie Bertolino. And it will be a shooting foul. Or no, it's a floor foul. It is a floor foul. 25 seconds left. Paula Moore says, why is that not a shooter? It probably should have been. Oh, a beautiful move there by McGinnis and a great block by Bertolino. Then a held ball. Arrow still pointing United's way with 19 seconds to go. Lily looked like she had a clear path to the basket. And then just with the flick of the ball, Bertolino blocked that shot. That's at least four blocks for Katie tonight. Inbounds, McGinnis says, give me the three. It won't go. And Worthington bounces it. She says off the leg of Penns Manor, and the officials agree. 13 seconds to go. It did go off the leg of a United player, but it brushed Lieb on its way out of bounds. United inbounds, 13 seconds to go. Here's Worthington, third quarter, heading to the right side. Fachetta, 6 seconds. She lost it out of bounds. 6 seconds left in the quarter. United says, check with your other official. Denny Detweiler says, no, it is Penns Manor ball. 6 seconds left in the quarter. Penns Manor by three. With the basketball, here comes Adia Lieb. Drive it, 3 seconds. And collision, horn sounds. We played three quarters of rough and tumble basketball. At the end of three, it is Penns Manor 17, United 14. And it's an IRMC high school basketball playoff night on 92.5 FM U92 and U92Radio.com.
Where
Worried about breaking your piggy bank trying to pay for higher education? At Marion Center Bank, they've partnered with the Pennsylvania Higher Education Assistance Agency to bring you the PA Forward Student Loan Program. Low fixed interest rates, flexible repayment options, and no prepayment penalties. You can focus on your studies without the financial stress. Call or visit any of their 7 local branches to learn more. They are here to keep your piggy bank safe. Marion Center Bank, moving forward with higher education. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Does winter feel like Groundhog's Day over and over again? Same cold mornings, same old cars, same routine. This February, break the cycle. Forget your shadow and get to 5-star Mitsubishi Altoona for up to $12,000 off and available 0% APR up to 72 months. Plus, you get the best warranty on the planet and the best buying and ownership experience you'll ever have. 5-star Mitsubishi Altoona.
Doesn't get better than this.
U92.5. Ready to go for the final eight in a very, very rough and tumble game. District 6 girls AA semifinal. Penns Manor holding a 17-14 lead. Let's get it underway. Now the steal here by Lily McGinnis away from Adia Lieb. And the whistle blows. This will be United basketball. Ella Worthington. Lily McGinnis, the cutter is Henning. Lieb will be called on the foul, her second. Once more inbounds for Pichetta, and she'll lob it long. McGinnis will chase it down. Lead defense on Lily McGinnis. Up top for Henning. Bordellino will switch off to McGinnis. Right side. Lily, cross court for Pichetta. Her drive into the lane. Little fadeaway. Nice job by Pichetta. 4-2 makes it a one-point game. 17-16 United. Long pass here to Zemchak. It goes low. Pass intended for Henry from Bertolino. Tipped out of bounds by Lichtenfels. 7:09 to go. And Matko to bring it in. She will come long. To Zemchak. To Adia Lieb. Lieb works outside. There's Adia once more. She'll drive all the way down the left side of the lane. A one-point game at 17-16. She'll drive it through in the baseline. Try the reverse layup, and they'll get... Is this a foul on Lichtenfels? I believe it is. It is on Lichtenfels. Her second. It puts Lieb on the line shooting too. She is 1 out of 2 tonight. And she missed everything. Cambria Heights maintains that 5-point lead in the third quarter, 27-22 over Marion Center. The second shot here by Adia Lieb is good. 18-16 Comets. Pichetta in the backcourt. Mack and McGinnis will drive it all the way across. Throw it low for Henning, and she lost it on the dribble. Turnover is the 13th of the night on United. Here comes Matko to the corner for Kuzemchak. tipped out of bounds by McGinnis. Adi Alib in the backcourt. Our fourth quarter tonight brought to you by Tiger Paint and Wall Covering, beautifying Indiana County homes and businesses for over 32 years. Here's Kazemchak, dribbles into some traffic. Held ball, arrow still to Penns Manor. Tiger Paint and Wall Covering. Matko brings it inbounds to Henry. Comets by two. This is Lieb. Has the screen from Bertolino. Drive the left side again. Put the layup up. It won't go. Rebound tipped into the hands of Henning. Then Bertolino gets it down low. This will be possession arrow pointing to United. Pressure in the full court from Penns Manor. 18-16. They lead it. McGinnis up the right side for United. Lead defense. Reached in on her. Almost got it away and then collided with her. The foul on Adia. It's her third. Fichetta will bring it in. Timeout is called. 5:35 left in the fourth quarter. 18-16, Penns Manor leads it on 92.5 FM U92 and U92Radio.com.
From sports practice to school projects, kids need fuel that lasts. Whole Milk packs 8 grams of high-quality protein, plus calcium and vitamin D to help them grow strong and stay energized. Whether it's breakfast, snack time, or after-school refuel, Whole Milk gives them the strength to play hard, think big, and dream even bigger. For strong kids and happy parents, choose Whole Milk for whole nutrition.
We love sports, but sometimes they don't love us back. If you've twisted that ankle, wrenched that knee, or banged up that shoulder, IRMC Sports Medicine can help. Concussions, fractures, other musculoskeletal problems, getting you back in the game and improving your performance and health, that's what it's all about. Call 888-452-IRMC. IRMC Sports Medicine in the Human Motion Institute on the IRMC campus.
Your station for Penguins hockey. U92.5.
Penns Manor leads this basketball game 18-16, but United basketball, their end of the floor. Fichetta to bring it in. Into the backcourt for McGinnis. Lions can tie or take a lead. Matko defends on McGinnis. Wide open down low is Henning. Great pass from McGinnis. We're all tied up. Now Penns Manor's Matko will get the pass low. Henry will lay it right back in. Katie Bertolino with a beautiful cross-court pass there. And then Matko got up there, handled the pass barely, and rifled it down low for Henry, let the defender go by and put it off the glass. 20-18, Penns Manor. Oh, this is a nice-looking drive here by McGinnis. Got it up and down, and a foul. She's going to shoot for the lead. Henry's foul is her second. McGinnis ties it at 20, and a chance for the three-point play. Scorer's table wanting to know who that foul was on. And the referee, Denny Detweiler, discussing, says, yep, we're good to go. They gave it to Matko, her first. McGinnis gives United the lead back. It comes with 4:56 left. Lieb comes across the court. It's intercepted. High-risk pass, and United's McGinnis comes up with it. United with a one-point lead in the basketball. 4:33 to go. McGinnis, Henry switches off on her. Lichtenfels hands it to Worthington. She has a big three in this game. Vichetta. Kazemchak will pressure her. Lieb stepped up, almost got it away from Lichtenfels, and actually did get it off of her leg. The United turnover, their fifth of the half, 14th of the game. Pence Manor also committing 14. Here's Adia Lieb. United leads it by a point. Lieb, high post for Henry, down the lane. Pops a six-footer, no. Gets after the rebound, but Henning gets it away from her. Back the other way comes McGinnis. McGinnis into the lane. Collision. Oh, she got it in again and got the foul. Spinning to the floor after the collision, she goes down. She's shooting fouls when we come back. 23-20. United leads it with 3:57 left in the fourth. An IRMC High School basketball playoff night. 92.5 FM U92 and U92Radio.com.
Looking for the perfect paint to bring your space to life? Come on down to Tiger Paint and Wall Covering in Indiana. With expert advice and top quality Benjamin Moore paints and finishes, Tiger Paint and Wall Covering has the colors and supplies you need for every room inside or out. Tackling a DIY project or a full makeover, the Tiger Paint and Wall Covering has the right hues and tools you need. 724-349-0944. Get to Tiger Paint and Wall Covering, 1275 Gompers, Indiana. Start your project with the best.
Drive through winter and save big at Luther Ford. Right now at Luther Ford, lease a new 2026 Ford Escape Active. Now from just $399 a month. Equipped, not stripped. Or lease a new 2026 Bronco Sport Big Bend Edition. Now from just $344 a month. Both with no money down and everyone qualifies. But hurry, the Luther Ford drive through winter sales event ends soon. Luther Ford, two locations, Route 119 Homer City and Admiral Perry Highway, Evansburg.
Back at Pence Manor High School, Lily McGinnis on her way to the free throw line to try to complete her second three-point play of this fourth quarter. In the air, short. Bertolino the rebound for Pence Manor, and boy, did they need that. 3:49 to go, United by three. Adia Lieb, Katie Bertolino communicating in the open court. Katie Bertolino, she's got Lieb on the right side. Katie's going to keep it herself. Drive it to the elbow, kick it out for Matko. Here's Lieb, she'll try the left side, then pull it back out. Jason Melozer says, give me a timeout. We do too, 23-20, United the lead. IRMC High School Basketball Night, 92.5 FM U92 and U92Radio.com.
The Climbers Slovak Club is proud to support the Pens Manor Comets and wishes them the best of luck in tonight's game. At the Slovak Club, they have a long tradition of supporting high school athletics, and they're proud to be associated with these student athletes. Located at 295 Franklin Street in Clymer, the Slovak Club is open 7 days a week. New members are always welcome, so stop on by. Good luck, Comets, from your friends at the Clymer Slovak Club.
Life gets busy, but your health shouldn't wait. IRMC Primary Care at Seward makes it easy to take care of you and your family. Located at 238 Indiana Street in Seward, Dr. Eccles and new primary care physician Dr. Jonathan Schaefer provide checkups, wellness, and physical exams, sick visits, testing, chronic care, vaccinations, and specialist referrals. Take the next step in your health. Call 814-446-5695 to schedule your appointment today.
23-20. United with the lead. Penns Manor with the basketball. Jocelyn Bennett getting set to check back in for Penns Manor, and does. Matko will bring it inbounds. Henry to the bench for Penns Manor. Matko needs to find somebody and lost it out of bounds. She says it was hit by United. The official does not agree. 3:17 to go. United trying to hold on to this lead and advance to the District 6 championship game. Here's McGinnis. Screen from Henning. Jason Malozer tells Adia Lieb, get out there after her. Screen set by Lickenfels. Up top for Fachetta. United can slow things down and pull it out, and they do. Worthington steps out. Jason Malozer tells his girls, get out there after them. They can dribble out. They do. Lieb gets after Worthington. She gets it in. She steals the ball. Here comes Lieb. Up off the glass, sits on the rim, bounces one, two, three, four, five times, then falls off. And McGinnis pulls it away. Colin Moore says, give me timeout. 23-20 United. Whew. We take a timeout too. 92.5 FM U92, U92Radio.com.
Hi, this is State Representative Jim Struzy. As I run for re-election, I wanted to personally invite you to stop and sign my petition for re-election. You can attend a special event at Freedom Church off Oakland Avenue and McKnight Road on February 26th from 5 to 7 p.m. or stop by the Indiana County GOP headquarters in downtown Indiana Tuesdays and Thursdays from 4 to 6 p.m. and Saturdays from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Your support means the world to me, and you can also sign for all Republican candidates in the state and federal election.
Paid by friends of Jim Struzy.
U92.5. 23-20, United with the lead. 2:36 left in the fourth quarter. District 6 AA semifinal. In the AAA semifinal, Cambria Heights leads Marion Center 31-26. They're in the fourth quarter. After the timeout, United's Lily McGinnis will bring the ball in. Does so to Worthington. Here's Fachetta, double teamed in the backcourt. Gets it off to McGinnis. Now United can take the air out of the ball, 2:22 to go. Lieb gets after Worthington, drives her off with the shoulder. Here's McGinnis. Matko. After her. Now Penns Manor trying to get after that basketball. Kazemchak. McGinnis. Again the penetration. And Matko knocked it out of bounds or did not. They say that she did not. Paula Moore wants a pushing foul. Didn't get that. They're just going to rule it to be a United turnover. Penns Manor basketball. Henry quickly back in. Penns Manor needing to find points. Corner, Matko, three to tie. Doesn't go. Lieb will get the rebound offensively. Out front she comes. There's Adia to the right side. Bennett, three. That won't go. Rebound, McGinnis. Henry on her arm. The foul on Clara. 1:46 to go. 23-20. United with the lead. That is the fifth team foul, so they'll walk it the other way, and Lily McGinnis will shoot two. Ball in hand, now in the air, and bounces out. 1:46 to go. Second for McGinnis. And that one does fall. Now it's a two-possession game. Bennett for Penns Manor. Henry in the post. Henry puts it up. They got her down! The foul will be on Lickenfels. Clara Henry willed that one in. She will shoot for a three-point play to make this a one-point game. Penns Manor will get Kuzemchak back out on the floor. Henry, short. Bertolino, offensive rebound for Penns Manor. They tie her up. Arrow still pointing to Penns Manor with 1:34 to go. Comets basketball. Trailing 24-22. Inbounds. There it is for lead. The lay-in and the foul. Ties it up and has a chance to put Penns Manor back on top. Lichtenfeld's foul is number 4 on her, I believe. Here's Adia to break the tie. It's 3 on Lichtenfeld's. In the air, it's short. Rebound. Maya Lichtenfeld's for United. All tied up at 24 with 1:28 to go. Here comes Lily McGinnis. Henning rolled off of that screen, but McGinnis didn't want her. She come back to left side, put it up. It won't go. Leave the rebound. Outlet is to Henry. Feeds it ahead for Kuzemchak. Layup won't go. Henry then will be on the arm. 109. As they'll walk the long walk the other way, this puts Worthington on the line for United. Fourth foul on Clara Henry. Here's Ella Worthington. Good on the first one. Freshman doesn't look it, does she? 25-24 United. I imagine Colin Moore will signal timeout as she makes this. And she does not. Bertolino the rebound. 107 to go. 25-24 United. Here's Katie Bertolino and Adia Lieb in the backcourt. Lieb with the basketball. Gets the screen from Henry. Try to penetrate right side. It's not there. Henry steps out. Back to Lieb with 51 seconds left. Adia Lieb comes to the left side. Worthington defends. Bennett up top. Lieb with 39. Bertolino sets the screen for Lieb. Tries to get away, goes the other way. Jason Meloser says timeout. 25-24. United the lead. 34.2 seconds to go. We take a 30-second timeout. 92.5 FM U92. U92Radio.com.
Worried about breaking your piggy bank trying to pay for higher education? At Marion Center Bank, they've partnered with the Pennsylvania Higher Education Assistance Agency to bring you the PA Forward Student Loan Program. Low fixed interest rates, flexible repayment options, and no prepayment penalties. You can focus on your studies without the financial stress. Call or visit any of their 7 local branches to learn more. They are here to keep your piggy bank safe. Marion Center Bank, moving forward with higher education. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Your home for IUP sports.
U92.5.
25-24 United with 34.2 seconds left. Penns Manor will have the basketball after the timeout. 4:22 left in that game at Marion Center. Cambria Heights leading Marion Center 31-26. And for Marion Center, Natalie Black and Grayson Silvas have fouled out of that game. So things getting tougher for them. Here come the Comets. Jocelyn Bennett will toss it in. Bertolino, Matko, Henry and Lieb with her. 34 seconds and down a point. Inbounds, the long pass, intercepted by Lichtenfeld. Then Henry dives on the floor, ties it up, but the arrow points to United. 31 seconds to go. Kuzemchak back in for Penns Manor. Full court pressure. Fichetta will bring it into McGinnis. Double team gets it off to Fichetta. Left side Worthington. Worthington, Henry reaches. She has 4 fouls. Worthington comes back up top. 21 seconds to go. Matko gets after McGinnis, puts hands on her. That'll put her on the line. Lily McGinnis is 3 for 5 tonight. She's 2 for 4 here in the fourth quarter. She shoots 2. With her club up by a point, 19.3 seconds to go. And she will miss the first. Bennett in for Penns Manor. 19.3, McGinnis' second shot. In the air, that is short. Rebound into the hands of Henry. Here comes Adia Lieb. Penns Manor trailing by a point. Lieb all the way toward the basket. The foul will be on Lichtenfels of United. Adia Lieb to the free throw line. The freshman Lieb. First free throw, misses. One more and another chance to tie. Two for six from the line tonight for Lieb. Does she tie the game? Here's the second shot. And it is short. Bertolino the rebound. Her putback doesn't go. Henry on the other side. That doesn't go. Lieb up there. And a foul on United. Puts Lieb back on the line. 7.9 seconds left. Two for Adia Lieb. Berta replacing Henning, who has fouled out for United. Here's Adia again. 7.9 left. Her first one is in the air and short. Jason Malozer calls the timeout. Adia Lieb comes over, holding her hands out. Her brother, Dimitri, trying to calm her down. He's one of the assistant coaches. Now Jason Malozer talking to her. Puts his arm around her. Tells her, no matter what, we still love you. 7.9 seconds to go. United leads it, 25-24. Lieb with one more free throw to tie it. She's back out there, looks over to the coach, gets a reassuring nod. Here we go again. One shot to tie. In the air, short. 7.9 seconds to go. And Penns Manor's going to have to foul right away. Into McGinnis. Lieb will foul her. It'll be 4 on Adia. They'll come the other way. And McGinnis will shoot 2. Lily McGinnis. She is 3 for 7 tonight. First one. In and out. Bennett back in. 6.9 seconds left. Second shot for Lily McGinnis. In the air. Good. United by 2. Here's Lieb with 4 seconds left. Drives it, puts it up. Mid-range, off the glass, and good for Lieb. And the horn sounds. We have overtime. 26-26. How about that? Overtime is on the way. Adia Lieb struggled from the free throw line when it came right down to it. As we were approaching the zero, she put it up from just beyond the mid post, used the glass and tied this game up. It'll be a 4-minute overtime. Meanwhile, down the road at Penns Manor, it's 33-30. Cambria Heights with the lead over the Stingers in the fourth quarter. Four minutes of overtime coming. What a game this has been tonight. Just incredible the way this has gone. Overtime from Penn's Manor. Worthington, Lieb, the jump. Lieb got the tip, but she hit it so hard it goes out of bounds to United. The officials just checking to be sure where they should point the possession arrow. Here comes United's Lily McGinnis. Overtime underway. McGinnis to Lickenfels. Here's Berta up top for Worthington. Worthington hits Berta once more. Baseline for Lickenfels and up front. Ella Worthington, the freshman, defended by Josie Matko. Right side, Worthington lowers the shoulder into Matko. And they gave her the bucket and the foul. Wow. So Worthington with a chance for a three-point play for United. Bumping in the lane. And Ella's shot in and out. But United's get the lead. They got the ball, I should say. The rebound offensively. And I believe it was Fichetta. And the Lions keep it. Leading now 28-26. And we keep it right here. 3:26 to go in the overtime. The timeout called by Colin Moore preserves the basketball possession for the Lions. With a two-point lead, he'll get it into the hands of his ball handlers and maybe ask them to drain out some of this clock. I don't think they can drain it for 3 minutes and 26 seconds, though. The foul situation becomes a very, very big part of this basketball game. Henning has already fouled out for United. I've got four on Lieb, four on Henry for Penn's Manor, three on Matko. I could be wrong about those numbers. But the two coaches talking to their girls, going to get them back out there. 28-26. Remember, United started this game with an 11-0 run. And they went until from the first quarter to 2:35 left in the third before they scored another point. Now they lead 28-26. Inbounds is to Lily McGinnis up top. It comes to Worthington. Lieb steps out on her. Worthington looking for an option. She threw it away. She thought McGinnis was cutting to the basket. Instead, Lily came back outside just as the pass was off. Kazemchak out. Bennett back on for Penn's Manor. They trail by two. Nadia Lieb up the floor at the 3:10 mark of the overtime. The screen from Matko, Lieb. By the left side, cut off there by Berta. Hands off to Bertolino, and here's Bennett. Jocelyn Bennett picks up her dribble, needs some help, gets it from Bertolino. Katie, slapped at by McGinnis, hands it back to Bennett. Here is Lieb. 2:41 left in the overtime period. Matko sets the screen. Lieb drives left side, uses the left hand. A beautiful drive there by Adia. She has 12 in the game. It's 28 all. 2:26 to go. Lickenfels up top. Worthington. Lieb took a swipe at it. Didn't get there. McGinnis in the left corner. Bertolino defends on Worthington. Now Lieb steps out on her. Handoff is to Berta. Berta to McGinnis. McGinnis penetrate. Across for Lickenfels. Got the shot. Got the foul. Another chance for a three-point play for United. They have specialized in those tonight. That's the first bucket, first points of the night for Maya Lickenfels. Now she gets the chance for the three-point play. In the air, doesn't go. Rebound Henry. Hens Manor now trailing by two with 1:49 left in the overtime. Adia Lieb works high. McGinnis defends. The screen by Henry. Lieb down that left side. The runner won't go. Henry gets the rebound. Outside Bennett. Fake the three, the drive. That's a beautiful drive there by Jocelyn Bennett and ties the game up. 30-30. 1:30 left in the overtime. We take a timeout on 92.5 FM U92 and U92Radio.com.
Does winter feel like Groundhog's Day over and over again? Same cold mornings, same old cars, same routine. This February, break the cycle. Forget your shadow and get to 5-star Mitsubishi Altoona for up to $12,000 off and available 0% APR up to 72 months. Plus, you get the best warranty on the planet and the best buying and ownership experience you'll ever have. 5-star Mitsubishi Altoona.
Doesn't get better than this.
Tied at 30 with 1:30 left. And the Cambria Heights Highlanders in the AAA game have defeated Marion Center 35-32. Cambria Heights will play for the District 6 championship. .130 left here. United with the basketball in a 30-30 tie. Here comes Lily McGinnis. All tied up. That is an offensive foul on Worthington, setting the screen and then moving off of it. And a turnover and a foul for Worthington, her second. Tied at 30, 1:20 to go, and Penns Manor gets an offensive opportunity to take a lead. Lieb gets the screen from Henry. Now Ladia will try the left side again. Up and down and a foul. Emma Berta commits the foul. Her first. Adia Lieb. The chance for the three-point play. She struggled from the line tonight. What does she do with this one? In the air. She got it. The three-point play makes it a three-point game. 33-30 with 1:07 to go. Here's McGinnis. Lily to the right side. She'll drive it. Put it up on the runner. No. Lickenfels, the offensive rebound. Outside Worthington, three to tie. In and out. Offensive rebound, Lickenfels again. Another chance, 46 seconds left. McGinnis slows things down. Now Lickenfels in the corner. McGinnis looks across at Worthington. Yelling out to her teammates, she wants a screen. She now gets it. Worthington, the drive from her. Shot, good. by Ella Worthington. 33-32 Penns Manor, Comets basketball. McGinnis will be called for the foul. In the backcourt, this will send Bertolino to the free throw line. Shooting two. 22.9 seconds left in the overtime. Katie, 2 points on the night. First trip to the free throw line. First one in the air, and good. That makes it a two-point game. 22.9 seconds to go. Second one. No good. Rebound. Lichtenfels. Here comes United. 19 seconds to go. Worthington with the basketball. They trail 34-32. They'll call timeout. We'll keep it right here. Lions basketball. 16.1 seconds left. And I feel compelled to say in our first overtime. Is there going to be a second? Does one team or the other somehow pull this one out? And not that they anticipate anything, but they have to do it. They've got security here at Penns Manor. They don't want fans from either side running out onto the floor after the game. So Colin Moore trying to come up with the perfect play. 16.1 seconds to go. Foul situation for Penns Manor. Henry and Lieb each with four. Matko with three. And I always need to add, I believe. That's the foul situation. Here comes Penns Manor. They'll get Kazemchak out there defensively, replacing Bennett. You would anticipate that this will be McGinnis and Worthington's game. McGinnis will toss it in to Worthington. 15 seconds to go. Worthington tries the left side, hands it off to Fichetta. Fichetta into the lane, back outside with 8 seconds. Here's McGinnis. Billy McGinnis with five. McGinnis with four. Bumps off of her own player. The runner will not go. Rebound still contested. Horn will sound. The Penns Manor Comets in overtime come back to defeat the United Lions. The final 34-32. It's not exactly USA-Canada, but it was a whale of a ball game. Wow. Our fifth quarter. Brought to you by Five Star Mitsubishi. Five Star Mitsubishi, it doesn't get better than this. It doesn't get closer. Except if there had been another point scored. 34-32 is the final. Penns Manor the victory over United. The Comets will play for the District 6 Girls AA Championship on Thursday night. It is an IRMC High School Basketball playoff night. And what a playoff night it's been. On 92.5 FM U92 and U92Radio.com.
Cottage cheese is having a moment. Social media has discovered it. Feeds are filled with recipes adding cottage cheese to just about anything. And for good reason. Cottage cheese is packed with all-natural protein. A half cup has 12 to 14 grams. But it's been around for years and years, quietly delivering all-natural nutrition in a humble little tub. Endlessly versatile. A protein powerhouse. Don't forget to pick up cottage cheese. Brought to you by the Allied Milk Producers.
Looking for the perfect paint to bring your space to life? Come on down to Tiger Paint and Wall Covering in Indiana. With expert advice and top quality Benjamin Moore paints and finishes, Tiger Paint and Wall Covering has the colors and supplies you need for every room inside or out. Tackling a DIY project or a full makeover, the Tiger Paint and Wall Covering has the right hues and tools you need. 724-349-0944. Get to Tiger Paint and Wall Covering, 1275 Gompers, Indiana. Start your project with the best.
We love sports, but sometimes they don't love us back.
If you've twisted that ankle, wrenched that knee, or banged up that shoulder, IRMC Sports Medicine can help. Concussions, fractures, other musculoskeletal problems, getting you back in the game and improving your performance and health, that's what it's all about. Call 888-452-IRMC. IRMC Sports Medicine in the Human Motion Institute on the IRMC campus.
I'm State Senator Joe Pittman, wishing all students who participate in extracurricular activities every success in the classroom and on the field. The teamwork and leadership skills you learn today will serve you and our entire community well in the years ahead. We need future leaders prepared to step forward and make our region a better place to live, work, and raise a family. I'm proud of the work and effort you are putting forth. Have fun, be safe, and enjoy the season.
Paid for by Friends of Joe Pittman.
It's game day. The Penns Manor Comets are taking the court tonight, and the Indiana Moose Lodge is cheering the loudest. Whether it's a three-pointer at the buzzer or the winning defensive stop, the Indiana Moose Lodge is proud to support our local student-athletes. Good luck to the Comets tonight. Bring home the victory. The Indiana Moose Lodge is behind you all the way. Not a member? Join today. Ask a member how to join or visit mooseintl.org. Go Comets!
We love sports, but sometimes they don't love us back. If you've twisted that ankle, wrenched that knee, or banged up that shoulder, IRMC Sports Medicine can help. Concussions, fractures, other musculoskeletal problems, getting you back in the game and improving your performance and health, that's what it's all about. Call 888-452-IRMC. IRMC Sports Medicine in the Human Motion Institute on the IRMC campus.
This is Phil Bork, the old two-niner. Catch the Penguins all season long on Indiana's best variety, U92.5 FM, WQMU, Indiana.
Our five-star Mitsubishi fifth quarter postgame, Penns Manor, comes from behind, defeats United by a score of 34-32. This looked to be all United at the beginning. They scored the first 9 points before you could blink an eye and had an 11-0 lead before Penns Manor finally got a three-pointer from Josie Matko in that first quarter. For Josie, that came at the 1:25 mark of the first quarter, the first points. At the end of one, though, they had managed to squeeze out another point on a free throw, so it was 11-4. Then in the second quarter, United didn't score any points, and Penns Manor managed to put up six. So only 11-10 at the half, but United maintained the lead. United did not score in the third quarter until about the 2:35 mark when Ella Worthington hit a three-pointer. That was their only bucket or only points of the third quarter. At the end of three, Penns Manor had taken the lead 17-14, but United fought back, and the Lions actually had the lead coming down in the closing seconds of the ball game, and that is when Adi Alib drove the basketball. And from just beyond the mid post, she put one off the glass and in to tie it up at 26. That sent it into overtime. And in the overtime, it was Lieb with 5 points, Bertolino with a single, and Jocelyn Bennett with two. United was able to get four from Ella Worthington and two from Maya Lichtenfels. And the Lions come up just shy. 34-32 is the final score. Penns Manor with a victory over United in a thriller tonight from Penns Manor High School. Just a tremendous basketball game between these two teams that both fought so very, very hard. Jason Malozer is going to come up and visit with us, and we'll talk about this game, and Penns Manor gets the opportunity to play in the District 6 championship game as they will be taking on the winner tonight between Bishop McCourt and Portage. But just a tremendous effort by both of these teams. You talk about, you know, you might look at a score such as that and say that the teams didn't play very high-quality basketball, but defense is a quality effort as well, and both of them played just tremendous defense tonight before Penns Manor came up with that victory. And my goodness, Adi Alib, the freshman, she struggled from the free-throw line down the stretch in the fourth quarter, and they did everything they could to calm her down and get her set for the overtime. And in the overtime, she got herself composed enough, and actually before the end of regulation, to hit that shot at the horn was a pretty big accomplishment for her. For the second time in as many years, the Marion Center Stingers are beaten by Cambria Heights in the AAA game tonight. Cambria Heights with a 35-32 win at Marion Center. And here come some of the Penns Manor players up to visit with us tonight. Oh, yeah, that's what I need. I need for Adia Leib to trip here, break her leg before the District 6 championship game. Don't do that to me. That would have been awful. I had to blame for that, you know.
I always trip. I'm very clumsy.
You're very clumsy. Oh, you were graceful enough out there to get that bucket at the end of regulation. Uh-huh. That was a tremendous effort by your teammates and you. They got you the basketball heading down that final stretch when you're down by two. As you were making that drive, I know you can't say what was I thinking at that time, but after that ball went in, what was going through your head?
After I, missed my foul shots, I said a prayer. I was like, God, just help us, get this game. And then when I made it, I just had to, thank God.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Yeah.
That's wonderful. Talk about defending against Ella and Lily. That's an awful tough assignment, isn't it?
They're very good. They're both very, offensively, very, can shoot, can drive, and it was very hard to guard them.
Quick hands, too.
Yes.
Defensively, they were after it. You were finding some things on the left side, on the drives on the left side. They were coming over and defending it. You got them, and they got you a few times as well.
Yes.
But that was just the way that it worked out. Mm-hmm. For you and for your teammates here, this has to be such a thrill.
Yeah, it is. I'm so excited to go. Going to the KCAC, we can, avenge ourselves at D6.
Yeah, now you get to go to Mount Aloysius.
Yep.
And you'll get the opportunity to play it for a District 6 championship. You know, and I'm sure Coach Hussain has told you, this is something that Penns Manor does an awful lot, but you can never take it for granted, can you?
Yeah, it's very, I'm very grateful for the coach I have to get us this far.
Tell me about this group of girls, because you got down 11-0 in that first quarter, and United had a chance to really run away with this basketball game, but you guys didn't fold.
We're very resilient. We stick together, and we move on to the next play. Make a turnover, we bring yourself, bring everyone up.
Yeah, yeah. Tremendous crowd tonight, too, right?
Yeah, a lot of people. I had my whole family come over, so it's good to win.
Well, terrific. Why not?
Yeah.
I mean, you don't get this every day, you know.
Yeah.
What's it mean to you to have your brother helping you out as one of the coaches on this staff, too?
He really, helps me, off and on basketball. We'll go home and shoot. We'll go to the gym and shoot. He's always just, pushing me to be my best.
Yeah. Well, you and your teammates get it done tonight.
Yep.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Adia Leib for the Penns Manor Comets. She finishes tonight with 15 points, and the Comets get this victory. And here comes Josie Matko. So you're down 11-0 in the first quarter, and you don't have a point yet. And you get the ball in the corner, and you hit a three.
Yeah.
Sort of broke the ice, didn't you?
Yeah. I mean, I was super nervous. I wasn't really shooting the best in warm-up, so I was definitely scared to go in and, shoot threes in the game because I didn't want to miss.
Well, the thing tonight was, the final was, 34-32. It was really defense tonight, wasn't
mm-hmm.
it?
Yeah, majorly. It was – yeah, I feel like we did decent on the offensive end, but our defense was what really won that game for us.
Yeah, and they were just as tight defensively.
Mm-hmm.
That's not an easy thing.
Yeah.
There were no free shots out there tonight.
Mm-mm. I got that first one, and then after that, I literally was really not even open. I couldn't shoot again.
As I asked Adia, defending against Ella and against Lily is such a challenge. They are so good,
yeah.
And they work so well together.
Mm-hmm. They are both really great players, and we kind of knew, we had to, every time we got, screens switched off to them, all our girls had to know what they were going to do because – at any point in time, anyone could get switched on them, and they drove really hard, at our defense.
And there you guys were. In that first half especially, they didn't score a point in the second quarter.
Mm-mm.
I don't know if you realize that.
Yeah.
In fact, they went from the first quarter until 2:35 left in the third before they scored another point, which means you were playing tight defense. They were playing tight defense.
Mm-hmm.
Every time it seemed you had a chance to take a lead, you couldn't get there.
Yeah.
You would end up walking back down to the other end of the floor, and you were still down a point. That can get frustrating, but you just kept your noses in there and kept going at it.
Yeah, I mean, it was just constantly back and forth, and I just remember going out to the team, like the timeout, and looking at my teammate and being like, oh my gosh, like this is really back and forth and back and forth, and it was really hard. I mean, to especially come out and like win, it was really hard to like just keep going.
It was intense.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so you're headed off to Mount Aloysius coming up on Thursday night. Get a chance to play for a District 6 championship. What's that feel like?
It's really exciting. I mean, especially because we're such a young team. It gives us, like, a lot of hope for next year, but we're still in this year, and we're taking it one game at a time. But it's really exciting.
Nice job tonight.
Thank you.
There you go. She'll hand that off to me. Josie Matko finishes her night with 5 points on the night, that key three that opened things up here. And after the last time we were here, we asked Jocelyn Bennett if her leg was about to fall off. So, and we have to ask her again, is it still attached there? You got so
honestly
much of that friction tape on.
I know, yeah. I have to tape it and, you know, like put a brace on it and then put a sleeve on it.
I know. I've had enough knee surgeries that I know exactly how
you
feel. I
know. I'm going to have my second one in April.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
There you go. There you go. Well, you know, you're out there and you're giving it everything that you can against a really, really tough team. Passing lanes just were not there tonight, were they?
No, they weren't. I mean, we worked on it on practice, but sometimes you can't execute. And we knew that we had to find, like, a different, you know, like, job to get it done. And, you know, it worked in the end.
Yeah, United's defense really, really tough.
Yeah, they're a good team.
Yeah. And I'll ask you the same question I asked the other two who were just here. The defensive challenge when you have Lily and Emma coming at you, and you guys are switching off because they're setting so many screens.
Yeah.
You have to fight your way over those screens or go around them. Either way, it's a step.
Yeah, well, we definitely work on it in practice, but, like, they're both very good girls. And, like, the whole starting five, even the girls that come off the bench, they're very good. So it's kind of hard to stop all of them. But, you know, we work as a team and we do what we can.
Hit that runner down the lane there in the fourth quarter, too, didn't you?
Yeah.
Yeah. When those things go in, especially if the night hasn't been going the way that you want, when they go in, it's almost like you're shocked.
Yeah. Yeah, and it feels good because your teammate is always there behind you to hype you up.
Yeah, it probably feels pretty good to play for the District 6 championship,
it does,
too, doesn't it?
It does, yeah.
You get to do that on Thursday night.
Yep.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
There's Jocelyn Bennett. She will finish her night tonight with 5 points for the Penns Manor Comets. Here comes Katie Bertolino. And you needed every point tonight. You needed every point. You needed, I don't know how many blocks you had tonight.
Oh, I don't know. I try not to keep count. It's distracts from the game.
It was really, really tight inside, though, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. Definitely practiced on that over the week. I think we did good, but we can do better, and that's what I'm hoping we can practice on this upcoming week.
Yeah, you've got another day or so, two days, I guess, before you have to get back out on the floor. But it's going to be in a very special place, playing a very special game.
Yeah, it's so exciting. Again, I know I said it for KCAC, but to bring, like, the younger girls up and to experience that, you know, I got to experience last year, and it's so amazing. We just have to put in the work.
The District 6 championship game last year, the KCAC this year, you guys have played some really high-pressure, high-intensity basketball games. Sometimes they've worked for you, sometimes they've not. Mm-hmm. Tonight it worked for you against United, but that sort of experience really helps to build your game for the next time out, doesn't it?
Oh, definitely. You know, even with just with the KCAC this game, it helps us just calm down. Like, I know there's sometimes that we get too excited, and it's just at the end of the day, calm down. It's just basketball, you know, trusting your teammates. Yeah. We can do it.
Yeah. I want to talk about the defensive assignment tonight because you found yourself either on Lily or on Emma. Sometimes you were able to switch off to another girl, but they were setting screens so well, and they were rolling off of them. A lot of times you guys were so aware of the role that you prevented the pass, but then you found yourself having to cover a different girl.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought the defensive work that you were able to put in against a team that really has great abilities, I thought it was really good.
Yeah, definitely. Coach definitely prepared us, knowing that, you know, you might get switched on to a girl that you don't usually have, but just know what they like to do. You know, just study them, like watching their film or something like that. Just getting your head. I know that I might not have our post player every single time, but don't let Lily or McGinnis, like, shoot or Yeah.
Yeah, and getting after the rebounds was not an easy task tonight.
No,
man,
it wasn't.
That was something else. Mm-hmm. All right, so you get another chance at the District 6 Championship. Got to feel great.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, congratulations
Thank
on
you.
This game tonight. Katie Bertolino for the Penns Manor Comets tonight. She'll hand that off to Clara Henry, who will come up here. As usual, Clara was cleaning up the floor with her uniform tonight.
Yeah.
You spend more time on the seat of your pants than you do on your sneakers.
Yeah, sounds about right.
This game tonight was so darn physical, though, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was very, very aggressive.
Yeah, yeah. And their defense, I mean, they were out on every ball. They were not giving you even an inch with the ball. There were no clean shots tonight.
No, there really wasn't. They play a really good defense where they extend their zone out and they jump at everything. So we know to pass fake, but they were really jumping tonight.
Yeah, yeah, they really were. And as I said to the other girls, when you see Ella and you see Lily coming at you, and you know that those girls are so good and they've worked so well together, you know it's going to be a fight.
Oh, yeah, they're definitely very good ball handlers. The rest of the team is very good, and even the girls coming off the bench, they're very, very good.
Talk about preparing for this game. It's been so long since you've actually had a game. I think February 11th was the last time you were out on the floor, and here it is on the 23rd. So you guys have had a long layoff. Did you feel rusty at the beginning? Did you feel like you weren't in it yet or playing at full speed?
Yeah, at the beginning of the game, we all just tried to hurry up with everything. We just needed to slow down. But coming out of halftime, we really settled down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How's it feel to play for the District 6 Championship?
It feels amazing. It was so much fun playing there last year, mm-hmm. and it's just an amazing feeling getting out there on the court again this
yeah.
year.
Yeah, it's going to be a great atmosphere, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, we look forward to it on coming up on Thursday night. Poor Jillian has to be the last one up here.
Yeah, she hates being the last one.
Does she really?
Yeah.
So you make her go last?
Yeah.
Nice. Nice. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Clara Henry for the Penns Manor Comets tonight. She said they did that deliberately. They make you go last.
Yeah.
Is that true?
Yeah, just because I'm the youngest besides Adia.
Oh, yeah. Well, hey, this game here tonight, you were much needed by this team. And especially with Jocelyn hobbling around a little bit. Talk about getting out there on that defensive end and fighting so hard, because you really had to every step of the way tonight.
Yeah, it's definitely really easy for me to play defense, but it also helps to have a good team to also like help in defense and back up their good ball handlers and just overall good players.
Yeah, that long pass too, where you got the lay in there in the third quarter.
Yeah,
every point was needed tonight, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, you talk about the challenge of playing a team such as this defensively, and you know, you think back to the KCAC and how difficult that was. Those sorts of things are what set you up for the bigger games. And here come another big game coming up on Thursday night at Mount Aloysius. You're going to be playing for a District 6 championship. Has that sunk in yet?
Yeah, it's sunk in. I'm definitely nervous, but like I said last time, I should calm down when the game gets there, especially since my team helps me calm down as well. And, yeah.
As we were getting set for this game, or as you were getting set for this game, Coach had to, you know, sort of coach you up after having not played for so long. And I asked one of the other girls, did you feel any rust at all? Did you feel like you were a step slow, or were you right on the bat?
Normally for me, I kind of like settle in there as soon as I get put in. Like on the bench, I calm down, and then it's like a reset for me. So then I'm always ready to get back in and do what Coach wants me to do.
Well, you get to play for a District 6 championship. You'll have a fun time on Thursday night, won't you?
Yes, I will.
Yeah, feels great. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Jillian Kazemchak and the Penns Manor Comets come up with the 34-32 win over the United Lions. There comes Coach Jay Malozer. That was easy, wasn't it?
Yeah, never a doubt in the world, you know. No, I mean, credit to United. They're a great team, well coached. You know, they have a lot of really good players, but now, I couldn't be more proud of that group over there in white. You know, they just kept sticking together and kept battling. You know, our message before the game, at halftime, end timeouts, is the same it's been all year. You know, we're a great team. You know, we have all the confidence in the world. We just need to settle in, relax. I said, if we weren't, my message would change. But we are a great team. You're great players. Now let's just go out and play basketball. And, you know, at times it looked like we were doing that. At times, you know, face some adversity. But I think we always stuck together, and that's what I'm so proud of. You know, they it was message received and, you know, made enough plays to pull it out.
First quarter, you go down big time to this team. And a lot of coaches would have been tempted to call a timeout right away when they saw it going the way that it was. You let them play their way out of it.
Yeah, you know, we called one there once it got to 6-0, and, you know, tried to settle in a little bit, tried to relax, and, you know, our message was, hey, let's end every possession with a shot. You know, I thought we were just turning the ball over too much and, you know, not giving ourselves a chance to get a shot. And, you know, credit to United, you know, they play really hard, play good defense, but, you know, we at least got to be able to move the basketball and get a good shot each possession, even if they're not going in for us. And, you know, we weren't doing that early, and that was leading to United, you know, getting some easy transition points. And, you know, it magnified every single defensive stop because, you know, we needed every single one we got, obviously.
One of the things we might not realize with your basketball team is this is a young group of girls. A lot of them have not been through anything like this before.
Yeah, I think that's what we talked, you know, going way back to the summer, that, you know, that you are a young team. Nobody's going to really give you much of a chance. But, you know, we know if we stick together, we keep working. We got a great team here. And, you know, I think when we went to team camp towards the end of the summer, you know, we started to see some of that belief playing a lot of bigger schools. And, you know, and then it just led to the fall league. And then throughout the year, I think a lot of people were surprised. But, you know, we weren't surprised because we knew we had a great team. And, you know, even after that loss to Marion Center, you know, I just couldn't be more proud of them for continuing to believe in me and believe in themselves. And, you know, obviously it's going to be a tough one on Thursday, but, you know, tonight I could be more proud of them, and I'm looking forward to the challenge. You know, I know that they're going to execute whatever game plan we put in, and, you know, we're excited to go over there and, you know, have another chance to play in the district championship and, you know, try to find a way to beat McCourt this year.
It is going to be difficult to find a guard tandem that is more aggressive and quicker than the guard tandem that you faced here tonight. McGinnis and Worthington, they both know the game. They both know what they're doing, and they've got the skills.
Yeah, without a doubt. You know, they're two girls that, you know, they offensively, they can score from inside, they can attack, they can score in the paint, they can step out and shoot it. You know, I thought that was something. I know they both got the double digits, but I thought defensively, I thought Josie Macko and Adia Lieb, you know, started with those two playing really good defense on them, making it tough. And, you know, at different times, every girl was on the court, ended up guarding them because we switched some of their actions, and, you know, I thought just did a really good job of executing for the most part and playing really good defense.
I guess the big word for tonight for your ball team is composure, because they kept it when they could have lost it very easily.
Yeah, you know, I think that was there in the fourth quarter. You know, that AD was upset with herself for missing a couple of those foul shots, and, you know, I called her over and said, hey, there's every single person in this gym has all the confidence in the world that, you know, you're a great player, you're going to make a big-time play, and we're going to win this basketball game, but you need to have that in yourself. And, you know, you saw her start to believe it. You know, she shook her head yes, and then, you know, credit to her. She went out and hit that big shot to send it to overtime, and, you know, in overtime making some big plays, and, you know, the whole team just did a great job.
I don't know that it will do her any good, but if you want to, you can tell her that I once missed 8 straight free throws in a basketball game, in a high school game.
Hey, if it happened to Todd, you know, it can happen to Steph Curry, to, you know, name any great shooter. And, you know, that's something that, you know, we talk all the time. Just keep that confidence. You know, forget about the last one. Focus on just relaxing. You know, focus on your form, nothing else, and go step the line and make it. And I think she's going to be ready to do that on Thursday.
All right, so Thursday night, you're there at the Mount Aloysius College, another opportunity for another District 6 championship, and you'll get a chance to review this one, but then you've got a big task ahead of you, don't you?
Yeah, you know, I think obviously United played McCourt earlier in the year, and, you know, that was a game I watched to get ready for this one, and, you know, they were able to jump on United a little bit early, and, you know, United did battle through and had to battle through, and they had some adversity, you know, with girls missing time in that game. And, you know, we obviously know McCourt's a great team, have a lot of the team back that they had last year. So, you know, it's going to start, you know, they're going to apply a lot of pressure. We got to be able to handle that pressure. And, you know, they obviously have girls inside that, you know, are a little bit taller, a little bit more physical than we're used to seeing. So I think tonight was a good game to prepare us for that, because, you know, I think Katie, Clara inside did a great job, you know, playing with physicality and, you know, defensively pushing it to the limit without fouling out. And, you know, I thought the whole team just did a great job of, you know, playing good physical defense. And, you know, we're going to need more of that on Thursday. And then offensively, that's what I told them after the game. We got to, now that we've done that, we've had that playoff game, we've done it. Now we need to go out and we got to start from the opening tip. Just relax, settle into the game from the opening tip, and let's go play basketball, because that's our message was all night long. We're a great team as long as we keep that belief and keep sticking together.
Well, I told Katie, I don't know how many blocks she had. I counted four, but that was just my count.
Yeah, no, I mean, Katie, she, I mean, we've talked, I talked to you before, you know, she reminds me so much of Lauren Dumb, you know, just a girl that whatever the team needed that night, that's what she's going to do, whether mm-hmm. it's scoring, rebounding, defense, or all the above. You know, she's done that plenty of times too. And you know, tonight, you know, she did a great job defensively, you know, made some plays when we needed to. And, you know, I think, can't say enough about her leadership. You know, she's such a great kid, you know, always picking everybody up, and you know, she keeps that confidence and keeps that calm about her at all times.
Coach, congratulations. See you Thursday night.
Thank you, Todd. Looking forward to it.
Jason Malozer and his Penns Manor Comets come up with the victory 34-32 over United in overtime. And quickly, let's go over the scoring in this game. As Coach says goodnight for Penns Manor, leading scorer in the ball game. And the only player in double figures, Adia Lee, finishes with 15. 5 points apiece for Jocelyn Bennett and Josie Matko. A four-point night for Clara Henry. Three by Katie Bertolino. And 2 points for Jillian Kazemchak for the total 34 for Penns Manor. For United, a 14-point night for Lily McGinnis. And Ella Worthington finished with 10. Those two girls just played their hearts out. 4 points on the evening for Olivia Henning. Two for Kennedy Fachetta. And Maya Lichtenfels finished with 2 for their total of 32. The final score in overtime, Penns Manor 34, United 32. Danielle Pisarczyk has been our studio engineer. Great job as usual, and we thank her, and we thank you for joining us on our five-star Mitsubishi fifth quarter postgame. It is an IRMC high school basketball playoff night on 92.5 FM U92 and U92radio.com.
You've been listening to an Indiana Regional Medical Center District 6 High School Basketball Playoff Sports Night on 92.5 FM U92 and online at U92radio.com. Our coverage of tonight's game has been sponsored by the Indiana Regional Medical Center and IRMC Primary Care at Seward, Friends of Jim Struzzi, Five Star Mitsubishi, the Indiana Moose Lodge 174, the Allied Milk Producers, Coy's Pizza, by Hutton Blues Insurance, the Climber Slovak Club, Marion Center Bank, by Tiger Paints, Mahoning Physical Therapy, S&T Bank, Indigo, Nelson & Associates Insurance, Friends of Joe Pittman, and by Luther Ford Lincoln. Thank you for listening to coverage of the District 6 Basketball Playoffs on 92.5 FM, U92, and online at U92radio.com.